జయం శ్రీపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత గోస్వామి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదకి జయం నితిలీలా ప్రవిశ విశుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదకి అనందగుడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శిలహరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ వైద గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోవినాథ శ్యామగుండ రాధాగుండ గిరి గోవర్ధనానికి బృందావన ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురపురి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథపురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సమవేద భక్త బృందకి గోర్ ప్రేమానంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురువన్ గౌరాంగ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద నమ శుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినిధి నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వదేవం గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాఘయ చక్షురుమిళితాం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టాం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపగదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంబికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుధాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణరఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనాసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాం సహగణలలితాం శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమోం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినిధి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే నమోం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతీ నామిని శ్రీవర్షభానుమిదేవి దైదాయ కృపాబ్దయే కృష్ణ సంబంధ విజ్ఞానం దాయినే ప్రభవే నమః మాధుర్యోజ్వల ప్రేమాద్య శ్రీరూపానుగ భక్తిద శ్రీగౌరకరుణా శక్తి విగ్రహాయ నమోస్తుతే నమస్తే గౌరవాణి శ్రీమూర్తయే దీనధారిణి రూపానుగ విరుద్ధావ సిద్ధాంతధ్వాంతహారిణి నమో గౌరకిశోరాయ సాక్షాత్ వైరాగ్యమూర్తయే విప్రలంబరసాంబోధే పదాంబుజాయ దే నమః నమో భక్తి వినోదాయ సచ్చిదానందనామినే గౌరశక్తి స్వరూపాయ రూపనోగౌరాయ దే గౌరావిర్భవ భూమేస్త్వం నిర్దేశ సజన ప్రియ వైష్ణవ సర్వభౌమ శ్రీ జగన్నాథాయ దే నమః వంశకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయ దే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూప స్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశాస్త్రియం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగల్పదే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంద రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే జయతాం సురదౌభాంగోర్మమ మందమదేర్గది మత్సర్వసవదాంబోజౌ రాధామదనమోహనౌ దివ్యవృందారణ్యకల్పద్రుమాద శ్రీమన్నరసింహాసనస్థౌ శ్రీమద్రాధాశీల గోవింద దేవౌ ప్రేష్టాలివి సేవ్యమానౌ స్మరామి శ్రీమన్నరాసరసారంభీ వంశీ వటతటస్థిత కృషన్ వేణుస్వనేర్గోభిర్గోపినాథాశ్రియేస్తున తప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసునే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ఓం తాయ ప్రతిబోధితాం భగవదాం నారాయణేన స్వయం వ్యాసేన గ్రథితాం పురాణ మునినాం మధ్యే మహాభారతం అద్వైతామృతవర్షిణీ భగవదీమష్టాదశాధ్యాయినీ అంబ త్వామనుసంధదామి భగవద్గీతే భవద్వేషిణి నమోస్తు వ్యాస విశాల బుద్ధే కులారవిందాయత వక్ర నేత్ర యేన త్వయా భారత తైల పూర్ణ ప్రజ్వాలితో జ్ఞానమయ ప్రదీప ప్రపన్న పారిజాతాయ నూత్రవేత్రైకపాణయే జ్ఞానముద్రాయ కృష్ణాయ గీతామృతదుహే నమః సర్వౌపనిషదో గావో దుగ్ధాగోపాలనందన పార్థో వత్స సుధీర్భోక్తా దుగ్ధం గీతామృతం మహత్ వసుదేవసుదం దేవం కంసచానూరమర్దనం దేవకీ పరమానందం కృష్ణం వందే జగద్గురుం భీష్మద్రోణతటా జయద్రథజల గాంధార నీలోల్పల శల్యగ్రాహవదీ కృపేణ వహనీ కర్ణేన వేలాకుల అశ్వత్థామా వికర్ణ ఘోరమకర దుర్యోధనావర్తిని సుతీర్ణ ఖలు పాండవైరణనదీ కైవర్తక కేశవ పరాశర్యవజ సరోజమలం యుదార్థగంధోల్కటం నానాఖ్యానకేసరం హరికథా సంబోధనాబోధితం లోకై సజ్జన షల్పదైరహరహప్యబీయమానం ముదా భూయాద్ భారత భంగజ కలిమల ప్రధ్వంసిన శ్రేయసే ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం అంగం లంఘయతి గిరిం యల్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం యం బ్రహ్మా వరుణేంద్ర రుద్రమరుద స్వనుంది దివ్యై సవై వేదైర్ సాంగమదై క్రమౌపనిషదైర్ గాయంతి యం సమగాః ధ్యానావస్థిత తద్గతేన మనసా పశ్యంతి యం యోగినో యస్యాందం నమితు సురా సురగణై దేవాయ తస్మై నమః. So, last Sunday, we were talking about Hiranyakashipu's austerities and penances, and after achieving the benedictions, what he wanted from Lord Brahma, he came back to his palace and took control of the administration of the whole universe. And first thing, as we mentioned before, that Lord Brahma left Hiranyakashipu, went back to Brahmalokam, to the Satyaloka planet, and Brahma did not want to stay very long because he has given so many benedictions to Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu says here that by nature he was very wicked, attitude was very, very wicked. And Brahma realized that after receiving all these benedictions, what is he going to do now? And immediately he invited all his friends, the demoniac friends, all of them. And by now, actually they were staying away from the demigods. But Hiranyakashipu told them that you can come now, it is my administration. You will have to do what I tell you to do. and the demigods got frightened about seeing Hiranyakashipu's power altogether. First thing, he went to the heavenly planets, and it was a winning over all the planetary systems. That was the plan. And when he got there to the heavenly planets, the demigods wanted to leave that place. Hiranyakashipu says to them, there is no need to go away from here, because even if you go away, you can't go anywhere. After all, the whole universe is under my control. You will be within me. And wherever you go, I will be there. So he has told them to do one thing, that you can stay in the heavenly planets, but you will not be able to enjoy your way of happiness here in these heavenly planets. And there were certain places meant for people who are working there, and they have arranged rooms for them there, for Indra and Varuna and the Ashtadikpalas, that means the predominant deities in the eight directions. All of them, they were also asked to stay there to assist in maintaining the heavenly planets. So, Indra and Vaishravana is the treasurer of the demigods, they were asked to carry the palanquin when Hiranyakashipu was going somewhere. This kind of, and Hiranyakashipu told the Vayu, the wind, that wherever I go, you have to follow me and keep me comfortable with the flow of breeze. And they all agreed to what Hiranyakashipu has told. Hiranyakashipu was testing them whether they are all loyal to him. They wanted to make sure that none of them had any independent thinking, totally authoritarian rule. And he called all the planets, and they were running away, seeing the deities of the different various planets. And he told them that, where do I tell you to rise, you have to rise there. And you have to set where I tell you to set. In this way, he was including the sun god, agreed with Hiranyakashipu's instructions. So imagine Hiranyakashipu's power. That including sun god accepted Hiranyakashipu's instructions. Then he called Yamadharmaraja from the hellish planets. He told them that if anybody goes against me, they are the ones to be punished. Not like before, what you are doing, based on your pious and sinful activities. All that rules have been changed now. Hiranyakashipu is constantly changing all the rules. And he says to him, do you know what pious activity means? He says to Yamadharmaraja. Yamadharma says, you know, I do not know. Hiranyakashipu says there that whoever offends me or criticizes me or insults me, that is a sinful activity and they should be punished. And whoever glorifies me, they perform the pious activities. So practically, he has taken control of the whole universe and established himself as the god in that way. Bhumidevi comes. And he says to Bhumidevi that the moment you sow the seed, you should release all the fruits and flowers, everything from the earth. And we won't be spending much time on looking after the plants or the trees, but that's your responsibility. Bhumidevi agreed. This Bhumidevi, we have a question to ask her. When Prithu Maharaj came and told her about the problems, Bhumidevi started talking all philosophy to Prithu Maharaj. Is it not? So, why did Bhumidevi did not say anything to Hiranyakashipu? Because Bhumidevi knew if she said something, by the next one, what she will get will not be very pleasant. She knew that. So therefore, with Prithu Maharaj, Bhumidevi started logicizing and discussing philosophy and everything with Prithu Maharaj, and telling Prithu Maharaj the reasons why she was not releasing the products from the earth. But with Hiranyakashipu, there was no argument even. Hiranyakashipu just ordered and she said, yes, there will be no problems. So why Bhumidevi is so frightened about Hiranyakashipu? The other reason was that in Hiranyakashipu's time, even sowing the seeds was not necessary. Bhumidevi was producing everything in abundance. Everything in abundance. The milk, the vegetables, the fruits, everything, whatever that was required, was in abundance. Everybody was so frightened about Hiranyakashipu.
And not only in the Bhumidevi says that she had so much gold and jewels and things like that, and unbelievably such a high quantity, because Bhumidevi knew that this person has come from Vaikuntham. He has come from Vaikuntham. So she cannot disobey his instructions, because after all he belongs to Vaikuntham. He had come here temporarily. So in this way Hiranyakashipu succeeded in controlling the whole universe, and finally he goes to Vaikuntha planet looking for Mahavishnu there. When he got there, Mahavishnu is my main enemy, isn't it? Hiranyakashipu says that he wants to kill Mahavishnu because he has killed my brother. So that is the mood with Hiranyakashipu. He wants to kill Mahavishnu, and therefore when he went to Vaikuntha planet, Mahavishnu already knew that he is coming. So he told everybody in the Vaikuntha planet that when he comes here, tell him that I am gone. And if he asks you where I am, you tell them that he has gone to perform penance somewhere, Mahavishnu. And just tell him that we don't know where he is, but he has gone. And if he asks, when will I come back, tell him that he has gone to perform penances. We won't know when he will come back. So, this is in the 8th canto, you will see this reply from Mahavishnu. If you look into the 8th canto, it does not come there in the 7th canto, but it is in the 8th canto that it is spoken. This visit of Hiranyakashipu into Vaikuntha planet mentions there.
Tato grihitva amrita bhajanam harir bibhasha yishal smita shobhaya giraham. So he says to him that, if you look at the 19th chapter, 8th canto, 19th chapter, this is when the discussion started between Mahabali and Vamanamurti. That's where it was spoken. Although about this visit of Hiranyakashipu into the heavenly, into Vaikuntha planet. He says there, 12th verse, 8:19-12. Apashyanniti hovacha maya anyushtamidam jagal bradrhame gado nunam yato navartade puman. Apashyanniti hovacha maya anyushtamidam jagal. The verse before that, he says, in the 11th verse, where Hiranyakashipu is searching for Mahavishnu. Isarnigedam parimrisha shunyam apashyamana kubido nanada. Shmam dyam dishakham vivaran samudran vishnum vijinvan nadadarsha viraha. Apashyanniti hovaja mayanyushtamidam jagal bradrhame gado nunam yato navartade puman. Hiranyakashipu's adventures, he says here, yato navartade puman, we have no idea when he will come back. So Hiranyakashipu, when he heard this, Hiranyakashipu is in Vaikuntha now. When he heard this, that the whole Vaikuntha planet got trembling with fear of hearing Hiranyakashipu's roaring in the Vaikuntha planet. He goes back to Vaikuntha planet looking for Mahavishnu there. Similarly, all the 14 planetary systems were brought under control. Hiranyakashipu comes back to his own palace. He looked everywhere and he tried to find out that all the planetary systems are functioning properly, including the heavenly planets, and everyone is surrendered and loyal to him. He goes to the Janalokam, and then he says goes to the Dharmaraja's planet, and he understood when he went to Janalokam and the higher planets, he found a lot of people who had come there by performing sacrifices in the earthly planet, and they are all performed so much sacrifices here that there is Ashwamedham and so many other Vedic sacrifices they have performed, naturally they were elevated to the higher planetary systems. And these are the sacrifices which Hiranyakashipu is completely banned here in the earthly planet. Earthly planet, he did not want anybody to perform any more sacrifices, because they all strengthen Mahavishnu, to please Mahavishnu. He didn't want any of that. But those who have performed these sacrifices and come to the heavenly planets by performing them, Hiranyakashipu tells them that you shouldn't be staying here. Because you have performed those sacrifices and come here, go back to the hellish planets, he says. He changes the whole rules, sends everyone to the hellish planets. They are saying to Hiranyakashipu, we have performed sacrifices, that's why we are here. He says, this now it is Hiranyakashipu's administration. That is, when somebody else is buying the administration, those rules apply. Now it doesn't apply, he says. And he told every one of them to leave the place straight away and go to the... took all of them from there, brought them to the hellish planets and put them there. All those ones. And those who have performed activities like killing the cows, killing the brahmanas, and destroying the temples, and engaged in all kinds of demoniac activities, there were a lot of them in the hellish planets. He told all of them, you all go to heavenly planets, he says. Exactly opposite. And he brought all of them, Hiranyakashipu's administration. He told them, because they are all favorable to me, they do what I want them to do. Therefore, you have all been released, he says, from the hellish planets. You have all been released. And so that you can see that in the modern days also, when administration changes, sometimes a lot of prisoners gets released from the prison. So similar situation with Hiranyakashipu also. You should also go to heavenly planets, he says. So those from the hellish planets, they were all shifted to the heavenly planets, and those from the heavenly planets, they were all shifted to the hellish planets. This is Hiranyakashipu's administration. So, anyamedam idaseha ayatha puromojasa. So those who perform pious activities, for them hellish planets, and those who performed sinful activities, for them heavenly planets. Hiranyakashipu. Nobody could say one word to Hiranyakashipu. So, unlimitedly, he started giving pain to the devotees and to the sadhus and those who are engaged in spiritual activities. And main business was that no more sacrifices, Vedic sacrifices, completely forbidden. No more temples, all temples have been burned. No more deity worship, nothing. No more other activities like reciting the Vedas, teaching the Vedas, Vedic philosophy was completely banned. And killing all the cows, in this every possible way, he destroyed the Vedic culture to the extent what was possible. Everyone, nobody could even chant the holy name of Vishnu. Normally, holy names of Vishnu. You will see that in the fourth chapter. Fifteenth verse, 7:4:15. Sa eva varnashramibhi kradugarubhuri dakshinehi ijyamano havirubhagam agrahil svenatejasa. Agrahil svenatejasa. That sa eva varnashramibhi kradubhuri dakshinehi ijyamano havirubhagan agrahil svenatejasa. That there was no pious activities allowed in Hiranyakashipu's administration, and Brahmanas were prevented from performing any kind of rituals. This is actually the difference between Vena and Hiranyakashipu. Vena prevented from performing any sacrifices. Hiranyakashipu was not like that. There was a difference there. Vena stopped everything. Hiranyakashipu says that everybody should get up in the morning early after their morning ablutions, everything. You can't chant the thousand names of Vishnu. You should chant the thousand names of Hiranyakashipu. This is exactly the change of rules, what he has brought about. So he says to him that actually there are only two gods, he said. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. There's nobody else here, he said. So all the mantras had to be changed. Hiranyakshaya swaha, Hiranyakashivaye idam namava. all the Vedic mantras, they have taken out from that mantras Vishnu's name, Shiva's name and all, they were replaced by Hiranyakashipu's name and Hiranyaksha's name. Hiranyakshayaswaha Hiranyakashipave idamna mama Indraya mantra. All the mantras have changed. 1000 names of Vishnu has been changed. And Purushasuttam, all the mantras have changed. And everything is about Hiranyakashipu now. All the mantras are about Hiranyakashipu. So when the Brahmanas wake up, he says to them, all the Brahmanas should get up early in the morning. But unlike Vena, Vena stopped everything, but didn't replace it with Vena himself. But Hiranyakashipu gone a step further. He says to them that, I don't want to hear any more about the names of Vishnu here. But instead, 1000 names of Vishnu, Vishnu Sahasranamam, he says, burn all of that thing, he says. But everything should be Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, nothing else. See their words, 13th verse.
Tamangamattam, tamangamattam madhunori gandhinam.
4th chapter, 7-4-13. Vivurta tam rakshamasheshadishnyava ubasado bayanabani bhairavina tribistapo yoga bala ujasam padam. Tamangamattam madhunori gandhinam. Vivurtatam rakshamasheshadishnyava ubasado bayanabani bhairavina tribistapo yoga bala ujasam padam. That is what was going on there. So, Hiranyakashipu's way of running the assembly or the administration was like this. He'll come at about 10 o'clock into the assembly and he come and sit there. As soon as he comes there, even before coming, he would have taken Varuni, enough drunk, fully drunk, and he comes in that way to the assembly. And once he comes and sits there, on the table kept sufficient to drink further after that. And at 2 bottles or so, he will consume. Shuka Brahmarshi says here, in there, that was not manufactured locally. It was brought specially from me, from the Western world. He says, why is Western world mentioned there? Because Varuna belongs to the West. Varuna lives in the West. That means it's a higher quality stuff. It's not the ordinary lower quality drinks, but it's from the higher quality drinks from the West. And as soon as a couple of bottles goes in, his eyes became very reddish. Hiranyakashipu's eyes became very reddish. Shuka Brahmarshi says here that if you feel the smell of that, that's enough, he says, you will collapse. You'll feel giddy and you'll collapse, he says. It is so powerful. So, here, no matter how much Hiranyakashipu drank that, he was not affected by that. So, only thing is, after a couple of bottles goes in, his eyes will become little reddish. That's all it says. That's the only effect it was. Tamangamattam madhunuru gandhinam vivurta tamraksha ashesha dishnyava. Tamraksha means eyes which have become copper-like color. Coppery eyes. And upasado vayana panibiru vinam tribhistavo yoga bela ujasampadam. So, and after that, he will sit on his throne and roars, make a huge sound. And when he makes that, even Indra gets frightened from there. And Hiranyakashipu says that there will be all other photographs, everything was removed. And it was Hiranyakashipu's photo hanging everywhere. So he told all the rishis and the brahmanas, that's what you meditate upon. On this photograph of Hiranyakashipu, fully drunk, sitting there. So all the brahmanas, they were hanging these photographs of Hiranyakashipu everywhere. Brahma's photos, Vishnu's photos, Shiva's photos, they were all gone. Everywhere, Hiranyakashipu's photo. And these mantras were all related to chanting about Hiranyakashipu. So, Dharmaputra, Vidrishta Maharaj asked at that point a question that were there not anybody who could do anything about it? There were not powerful rishis who could have given a curse to Hiranyakashipu about the way he was behaving. So, there he says, Narada Maharshi says there, we have all lost this. We couldn't do anything because Hiranyakashipu has performed such penances and acquired so much strength. We didn't have that power what Hiranyakashipu had. That was the result of his penances. Imagine the austerities he has performed. Astigata prana nisantan. To such an extent austerities he has performed that Brahma had to come, all the demigods had to come to bless him. So determined he was. After all, he is Krishna's direct servant from the Vaikuntha. He had come and is performing this penances. And so determined he was. Even the rishis were saying, even if we have cursed him, nothing will work because he was more powerful than us with the tapashakti he has acquired from his austerities. So, but one thing is that no matter what it is, who it is, whatever austerities he performs and acquires the strength, when it comes to Krishna, it won't work. It will stop there. So, that's what he's going to say now. So, so why is it spoken like this, in this way? Reason for that is that to make us understand that in front of Krishna, nobody is powerful. Nobody can do anything with Krishna. To indicate to us is why it is spoken about Hiranyakashipu in this way. For example, you can see about Ravana in Ramayana spoken very big about Ravana. Why? To make us aware that to show the power of Ramachandra. It is for that reason it is spoken like that. Not that intention is not, Valmiki's intention is not to glorify Ravana. That's not the intention. Intention is to show to us that even such great personalities, so powerful they were, even they couldn't do anything with Ramachandra. Like Ravana couldn't do anything with Ramachandra. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu also cannot do anything with Krishna. So it is only for that reason it is spoken in this way about Hiranyakashipu. So, to make us aware that Narasimha Murthy, when he appears now, that to show to us that Narasimha Murthy's power, how powerful he will be. So, anyway, Hiranyakashipu started this administration. Hiranyakashipu's administration was such that the demigods could not stand that for a long time. They, in one occasion, when they got an opportunity, they all sat together and started crying. Praying to Krishna, that they wanted to pray to Krishna and go back to Vaikuntham and talk to them. But they went to the ocean of milk, and from there, that is a normal system. And standing there, they will glorify Mahavishnu. And here, the situation was, they couldn't even go there. If they start traveling, Ganesh will say, where are you going? So that will be a problem. So, they can't go anywhere. So one day, when Hiranyakashipu was gone somewhere, at that point, all the demigods got together, and wherever they were together, they decided to glorify Mahavishnu. And they told Mahavishnu that you cannot go anywhere. After all, you are maintaining the creation. You are maintaining the creation. So, Hiranyakashipu is saying that you are gone to perform penances somewhere. It cannot be, because you are somewhere watching all these things and you should protect us. When they prayed like this, Mahavishnu appeared in front of them and for them to listen, he spoke like this. See that verse? That is the verse in the fourth chapter, 25th verse. It says that, Mahabhaishta Vibhudashreshta Sarvesham Badramastuva Madarshanam hi Bhudanam Sarvashreyo Bhavattaye. That's that verse. Ma Bhaishtai Vibhudashreshta Sarvesham Badramastuva. That my dear demigods, you don't have to be frightened. The demigods, the Brahmanas, the cows, the Vedas, and even the Sanatana Dharma itself, if one somebody tries to destroy them, you can more or less take it for granted that that person is going to be destroyed very soon. These things, which are they? The demigods, the Brahmanas, the cows, the Vedas, and the Sanatana Dharma. All the Vedic literature and also the principles of Sanatana Dharma. Principles of Sanatana Dharma. If anybody tries to destroy that, you can take it that person is coming to an end. His life is coming to an end. So, demigod says to Mahavishnu, but that rule is not working now, he says. This Hiranyakashipu, how many cows he has slaughtered, how many brahmanas he has killed, how many temples has he set fire, and nothing has happened to him. He is getting stronger and stronger every day. So, he says, yes, Mahavishnu says, that is sarvam saha. Everything I tolerate, he said. You know that I am very tolerant, Mahavishnu says to the demigods. But that you have experienced before. When Bhrigu came to Vaikuntham and kicked on my chest, what did I do? I asked Bhrigu, did you get hurt in your feet? Did your feet get hurt? This is why I asked Bhrigu. So you know me, how tolerant I am. I do not take these things very seriously. It is a little bit difficult for me to get angry, says Mahavishnu. And if I get angry, then I will destroy Hiranyakashipu, he says. But I have to get angry first of all, isn't it? So when Mahavishnu said this, the demigods were getting frustrated with Mahavishnu and says to him that the Hiranyakashipu is giving making our life real hellish, really hellish. And he is actually kicking us from all sides. And you are still watching us and saying that you are not getting angry about it. And is this not that, are we not your devotees? Says the demigods to Mahavishnu. Hiranyakashipu says, that is another thing. One day, Hiranyakashipu has a son called Prahlada. One day he will turn against him. Hiranyakashipu will turn against him. And when tears starts coming from Prahlada's eyes, I will act, he says. Nurvairaya Prashandaya, 28th verse. Sasudaya Mahalmane Prahladaya Yadadruhyel Hanishepi Varorjidam. Nurvairaya Prashandaya Sasudaya Mahalmane Prahladaya Yadadruhi Hanishepi Varorjidam. I'll finish him at that point, he says. And you have to remember, the demigods are saying that Hiranyakashipu has received so many benedictions from Brahma. He says, Mahavishnu says, no matter what blessings he has got, what benedictions he has got, if he hurts my devotee, I will act, he says. I will act, I will finish him. That satisfied the demigods. At least sometime he is going to finish, this administration is going to come to an end. At least sometime in the future. The demigods were satisfied with that answer. And at that time, Dharmaputra Maharaja, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Srinarada Maharshi that why did Hiranyakashipu torture his son Prahlada? What has he done for that? Because normally for the children to behave better, get better, parents normally chastise them. But this Prahlada had all the good qualities. Why was he chastised? Says Yudhishthira Maharaj. That time, Sri Narada Maharshi says to Yudhishthira, the only problem was, with Prahlada was, everything Hiranyakashipu liked about Prahlada. The only problem Prahlada had that he was a devotee. And not an ordinary devotee. A devotee of the highest state. Prahlada was the highest level of devotee. And that Hiranyakashipu could not tolerate. And to see in someone who has got bhakti in him, especially Vishnu bhakti, that Hiranyakashipu could not tolerate. All other qualities in Prahlada have pleased Hiranyakashipu, except this one thing. What was that? Vishnu bhakti. So, initially, he did not know that it was Vishnu bhakti. Only he did not know about Prahlada. When he was a little baby, he will lie there. He won't speak anything, one word. And without any movement, he will lie there and sometimes tears will come from his eyes. Sometimes he will smile and laugh loudly. And some other time, he will cry and tears will come from his eyes. Hiranyakashipu did not understand all these things, what was going on. So, Prahlada was probably 6 or 7 months old at that time. You will see there, and the Bhagavatam also mentions that. That how Prahlada was, wasn't it? That in the, when Prahlada's, how, in the verses, you will see 39, 40, 41, all that is in the 4th chapter, 7-4. Kujil Dhruvi Vaikunda Chinda Shabala Chetanaha Kujil Sarisa Chinda Ahlada Ulgai the Kujil Nadadi Kujidul Kando Vilajo Nurtia the Kujil Kujital Bhavana Yutan Tamayonijaka Araha Kujil Ulpula Kujil Pulas Tushni Vaste Samsparshan Rubradaha Aspanda Pranayananda Sarila Amiri the Ekshanaha. All this is to indicate about how Prahlada behaved. How Prahlada behaved. So, this was a situation that is only 6 or 7 months old. So, Hiranyakashipu could not make out what was going on. That when he had grown up a little bit more, he called these two Asuras, Shanda and Amarka, and told them that about the behavior of this Prahlada's strange behavior. Hiranyakashipu could not understand, so he asked Shanda Amarka about this. So they say to, they are acharyas there, in their tradition, Hiranyakashipu's tradition. So they say to Hiranyakashipu, there is nothing to worry about it, because when they are small children, they act some strange ways. And this is something like that, this crying and laughing like this. And particularly no treatment is necessary, they were saying this to him. But about 4 or 5 years old, by then, all these habits will go, he says. So, and Shandamarka, they have chanted some mantras of their own and put some thread tied around their hands and neck and everywhere to protect them, put them some tilak on with the ashes and everything. So, when Yudhishthira Maharaj was hearing this story, he started getting worried about Prahlada. So, is Prahlada affected by Yudhishthira Maharaj also did not understand what this is all about. That why Prahlada was acting like this. He could not understand that. So, even he was thinking, is it due to the influence of some bad planets, planetary position, that may be bad. That's why sometimes children act in a very strange way. Some influence of the planets in some bad positions, it can happen. Grahabida, they call it in the Bhagavatam also. So, could that be that? And is any influence of any black planets has caused this? Shuga Brahmarshi says, yes, only planet is Krishna Graha. Krishna is the planet. The planet called Krishna has influenced him. That is the problem. That's what he says here. You can see, Krishna Graha Grihi Ida Altma. Yeah. Nyasta, 37th verse. Nyasta kridana gobalo jadavantan manastaya Krishna graha grihi dalma naveda jagadi drisham. This behavior of Prahlada very much similar to all the realized souls. That is what it is important here to note. Jadabharata acted like this, although grown up. Prahlada was acting like this from the birth itself. That's why I say, see, Nyasta Kridana Gobalo Jadavatan Manastayaha Krishna Graha Grihi Dalma Naveda Jagadi Drisham. So, Prahlada started behaving like this from the very beginning. Jadabharata also took the same decision. In that birth, I won't speak to anybody. And he acted in the same way. We have seen this with so many instances, isn't it? Rishabhadev did exactly the same thing. When Rishabhadev came to that proper state, he behaved exactly in the same way. Because jadavatan manasaya, act like a dead matter, not to respond. Otherwise, if you behave with the society in the normal way, they will drag you into their vyavaharams. They did not want to get involved with anybody. So, if you act like a jadam, dead matter, then people will think that you are crazy. They won't pull you into their life. So knowing that, Prahlada decided to behave like this.
Dhruva Maharaj's son also did exactly the same thing. He did not want to get involved. Dhruva Maharaj's son also did exactly the same thing. So you can see in the Bhagavatam that whether it is Prahlada, whether it is Janaparada, whether it is Dattatreya, they all have a very similar pattern of behavior when it comes to self-realization. That is what you will notice that. So Krishna Graha Grihita Alma, he says there, people generally go to Krishna with their desires inside, but Prahlada, and affected by Krishna consciousness, but here Prahlada's bhakti is not like that. It's not like that. If Krishna consciousness properly infects a person, you cannot take it out from that person. All other planets, if they are in a bad position, there is a way to counteract that, and there is prescribed processes for that in the Shastram. But when Krishna Graha Grihi Dalpa, what Shukha Brahmarshi says here, when that happens, there is nothing to counteract that. So Prahlada's bhakti, and this 5-year-old boy has Krishna bhakti, because all the time Prahlada will laugh and chant the holy name very loudly, very loudly. And sometimes Prahlada's behavior actually could not be understood even by his own friends who were there. Sometimes he used to cry for a long time. Sometimes he used to laugh also. And often, thinking about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, different incarnations, all these, that Narasimha Murthy's appearances and various incarnations, he used to feel blissful about that. And different instances, when Krishna has blessed different devotees, when he thinks about all that, Prahlada used to lose his control and used to jump in happiness. So, sometimes Prahlada used to think about the miseries of material existence, how people suffer in this world due to their sinful activities and due to forgetfulness of Krishna. And he used to think about that, and he used to pray to Krishna to remove everyone from the material existence. From the material existence. Praying to Krishna in this way, he used to cry. So, Prahlada was a little different type of personality. And in order to, what to do now, to change the situation, Hiranyakashipu was observing all these things in Prahlada, but he couldn't do anything about it. It's a very strange nature which Hiranyakashipu has never experienced before. So he says to Shanda and Amarka that take control of him and let us start some proper education. He's not educated. That is why he's behaving like this. And if he properly educated, then he will stop this chanting the holy name and other things. And that's because he's not properly educated. Education is what's necessary. So Hiranyakashipu is the person who found out this system called schooling. He is the beginner of this process. He started the first school. From then we continued, and now we are flourishing on that business, isn't it? So he says that because he's not educated, he's not properly, doesn't have that proper samskaram inside. He says to him. So, but once he's educated, he'll be alright. Hiranyakashipu found out that and says this to Shanda and Amarka. And he also, Hiranyakashipu said, all other children should also join. It should be a proper schooling system, morning to night. Proper education. 2 months have gone, the education. One day, Hiranyakashipu could see from distance the children all together studying. And so, Hiranyakashipu was always very fond of Prahlada. Very fond of Prahlada. Because Prahlada was such a beautiful child. His behavior was so good that Hiranyakashipu could not hate him. The only problem Hiranyakashipu had with Prahlada was that he had Krishna consciousness in him. That he couldn't tolerate.
So when Prahlada chanted the holy name, Hiranyakashipu could not bear that. So when he looked from his palace and onto distance, he saw the school, and where Prahlada was coming out from the school with the books in the hand, everything, and Prahlada was called, Hiranyakashipu called Prahlada to come. And he wanted to see what has changed in Prahlada. After all, he had sent for education, isn't he? To get educated. He came in, and first thing what Prahlada did was, he left his books there and paid his obeisances to Hiranyakashipu, fully on the floor. And Hiranyakashipu was immensely pleased. Immensely pleased. The son is paying obeisances to the father. Nowadays he'll say hi. Starlight, isn't it? To see the dad. But that humility in Prahlada, that he paid his obeisances to the father. So, and he knew that by seeing the father, I have to pay my obeisances. That humility that pleased to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu got a shock. No other sons had done this. This is the first one who is doing this to him. And so immediately he took him and put him on the lap. And it's a couple of months now, the education since started. So he asked Prahlada, are you studying very well? Yes, Prahlada says, I'm studying very well. Have you given enough attention to everything what the teachers are teaching you? He says, okay, then I'm going to test you. Like a normal father wanted to test his son, he's testing him. Question I'm asking, you have to answer me that question properly. He says, I'll ask you some question and you have to answer me that question properly. So you have studied these 2 months. What is the best idea you had after studying these 2 months? He says to Prahlada, what did you learn? What do you think is the most important thing that you have learned in these 2 months' time? A very important question for to that child, 5-year-old child. Hiranyakashipu puts it forward to him. What did Prahlada say? Vanam gato yad harim ashrayeda. You will see that verse? Prahlada says, later on you will see that that he made a mistake. Prahlada made a mistake. Fine, fifth verse, yeah. Tal sadhu manye asura vaidya dehi nam sadasa mudvik nadiya masal grahal hitualma badam grahamanda kupam vanam gadoyal harimashrayeta. Prahlada says, that sadhumanye asuravarya dehinam. Asuravarya means best among the demons who have taken a body. That sada samud udvigna dhyam asadgrahal. Because demons' nature, they do not take shelter of the atma, spirit. They take shelter of the matter. That is asadgrahal. Asadgraha means one who are materialistic, one who is attached to matter and sense gratification. By taking shelter of asat, what will happen? Udvigna dhya. Udvigna dhya means anxiety will build up. Because you are taking shelter of a temporary thing, which is not real. Matter is not real. Matter is temporary. And therefore it is called asat. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? So, sada samudvi udvigna dhyam asat grahal. Because he is holding on to asat, all the time his intelligence, dhya, is udvignam. Udvignam means always in anxiety. Always, always confused and in anxiety. So, sada samudvigna dhyam asal grahal. Why? Asal grahal. So, sada tal sadhumanye asuravarye dehinam. He says to his father that hitu alpa vadam graham antagopam. Living in home like this as a householder, and attached to all this family, children, wife, and all your so-called empire, throw this all away. Go to the forest. Vanam yado gado. Vanam gado yad harim ashrayada. Not only go to the forest, take shelter of Hari there in the ashram. This was Prahlada's instructions to Hiranyakashipu. He said, Tatsadumani asuravarya dehinam sada samudvigna dhyam asadgrahan hitu alpa vapam antapatam gruham antakupam vanam gadoyad hari ashrayada. Prahlada says, my dear father, that if you live in this home, antakupam, dark well of home, if you stay like this, that you will never be in shanti. You will never get it. One thing or the other will come. One distress or the other will come, one after the other. So if you are thinking about peace, shanti inside, then you should go into a lonely, secluded place and take complete shelter of Hari and serve Hari there. And when Hiranyakashipu heard that, he got terribly upset. That, but because he is attached, he likes Prahlada. He didn't say anything. He did not show his anger straight away. He laughed loudly in a big way. That says to his son, to Prahlada, my dear son, don't talk like this, because whom do you think this Mahavishnu is? After all, who is he? He is the one who has killed your uncle, Hiranyaksha, isn't it? And that too not directly, cheated him and killed him. And he is the enemy of our whole race. Our whole race is our enemy. And doesn't matter that this time I won't take it seriously what you have said to me. And he told Prahlada, you can go now. Immediately called Shanda and Amarka to come back. The teachers, isn't it? Teachers are going to be really taken to task. He called them and says to them that, Kiranyakashipu says to them, you have been teaching Prahlada for the last 2 months, isn't it? So they thought that Kiranyakashipu is probably going to reward them for a good education that they have offered to Prahlada. But when they got there, they saw Hiranyakashipu sitting there with the eyes all reddish, fully drunk as well, and he looked at them in a very tough way. And Kiranyakashipu asked Shanda and Amarka, who taught this child all this nonsense, he said. And they said to him that we didn't teach any of these things what you are saying, that this is in his nature, what can we do? Prahlada's nature is like this. We tried very hard, but we are trying our best to change his way of thinking. But this polluted mind and intelligence, it is with him from beginning. Hiranyakashipu says to them, I'm not going to tolerate this, he said to Shanda and Amarka. You have to make sure that he is educated properly. And I will not wait for this to happen anymore. And again, Shanda and Amarka was very confused about this. And they quietly, they walked away from there. And some more time has gone. So after a while, few months have gone, Hiranyakashipu felt again that he wants to test him again, Prahlada. So, his point was that, Hiranyakashipu's point is, normally children are tested, but here he wanted to test the masters also, the teachers as well, isn't it? So, so Hiranyakashipu's education system was such, that he will test the student and he will test the teachers as well. So so he called Prahlada again. He says to Prahlada, I'm going to ask you a question now. This is after a few months from then. That, and I don't want an answer like last time. You made a mistake by answering that in the wrong way, he says to him. Think about it very well before you speak. And saying all these things, Shubhramashi says to him that, Shubhramashi says that Shandamarka thought that Prahlada had a little change in his heart recent times. Shanda and Amarka were thinking like that. And he is not chanting so loudly like before. They did not understand that if you chant for a long time loudly, what will happen is, when you become a little inward-looking, that means you become very serious about spiritual life, naturally you'll become a little silent while chanting also. So that's a natural way the things happen. Shanda and Amarka didn't know all these things. Because he was becoming more andarmukham, Prahlada, Shanda and Amarka thought that his habits are changing, he's not any more serious about spiritual life. That's what they thought about him. So, Prahlada arrived there, and this is spoken, the same Narada Maharshi mentions this in the Bhakti Sutra. Narada Bhakti Sutra, you will see this about a devotee when he says this. That Prahlada mentality has come like that because of chanting the holy name for a long period of time. Prahlada has become very inward looking, and the result was that. So they thought that Prahlada is finished with all this bhakti and all these things what he was starting before. And so they suggested to Kayadhu, Prahlada's mother, that I think you can tell the demigod, sorry, the Shandanamarka says to Kayadhu, you can tell Hiranyakashipu that Prahlada is improving. Prahlada is changing. They did not know what was happening inside Prahlada. Prahlada, because he is chanting and in that blissful mood, Prahlada became more inward. Andharmukham, Tvam has developed in him. Whereas Shandanamarka is thinking, he is not chanting anymore like the way he used to chant before. So, through Kayadhu, they wanted to put the proposal to Hiranyakashipu, so that Hiranyakashipu may not blast them. That was the idea behind it. If he gets angry. And most of the time when they met Hiranyakashipu, he was not in his proper consciousness either, because of all the Varuni that is gone in. So when this happened, Kayadhu mother took Prahlada and went with Prahlada to Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyakashipu, when he saw Prahlada, because he is attached to Prahlada, took Prahlada and put him on his lap and told him very nicely. He says, think before you speak, he said. Think a lot before you answer my question. Because he says to Prahlada, don't answer what you think. What you learned from that you answer. Not what you think. You may be thinking, like last time you did, you made the mistake. What you think you answered me. But that's not what I want to hear. What they have taught you, from that, the best, what you heard, answer me. So Prahlada says to him that, I will sing a song, what I got from them, he says. And Hiranyakashipu did not understand Sanskrit or anything. So Prahlada says, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnor, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So Hiranyakashipu says to Prahlada, what does it mean? He says, what are you singing? He says, what does that mean? He says. So Prahlada says to Hiranyakashipu, earlier I told you that you have to go to the forest, isn't it? That was a mistake, he said. Hiranyakashipu got very happy that at least he started admitting his mistake. Till now he never agreed. He always stuck to his words. Now first time Prahlada says, I have told you something which was wrong in the beginning, to go to the forest. That was a wrong thing to say. But people like you, he says to Hiranyakashipu, I should not be saying that to you. I should not be saying to you. Then what do I do then, Prahlada? He says, Prahlada says, first thing is to hear, Shravanam. Not go to the forest straight away. Before that, Shravanam, he says to him. That is the first thing, hearing process. Oh, Prahlada, Hiranyakashipu says, that's correct, Prahlada, what you are saying. That's the right thing. But you know about your father and his pastimes, how great they are. People should hear that. That's the first thing they should do. So, Hiranyakashipu is interpreting that, instead of Vishnu's pastimes, it is Hiranyakashipu's pastime everybody should hear. Because the word Vishnu he didn't pick up in that verse. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnor says there. So he wanted to replace that. Actually his intention was that it should be based on Hiranyakashipu. So that means he was saying that you know this history of Hiranyakashipu's pastimes, how glorious they are, he said. He says how he tortured the demigods, how he burned all the brahmanas, how he set fire to all the temples. And these kind of stories, if people keep on listening day after day after day, how good it will be for them. And even if you hear them for years and years, you won't be satisfied. You can keep hearing that. So at that time, Prahlada says to Hiranyakashipu, I'm sorry, sir. He says, I'm sorry, my dad. You misunderstood what I'm saying. I didn't say about your pastimes. I was talking about Vishnu's pastimes, he said. So, you thought that I'm talking about your pastimes, isn't it? No.
look at the verse again, he said, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho. Vishnoho. Vishnu's pastime, he says. And he put that word in the middle. Hiranyakashipu only heard Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam Badasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. He heard everything. But he didn't hear that word Vishnu. But rather put that word in now. Vishnoho. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho. He said, made it very clear to Hiranyakashipu so that he does not misunderstand. He didn't want Hiranyakashipu to misunderstand. So, Mahavishnu's story, not only here, and even if you want to read them, and then automatically if these two things happens, Shravanam and Kirtanam, these two things goes on sufficiently, then finally it will develop into Smaranam. Smaranam will, naturally it will come without any difficulty. Particularly any special sadhana is not required for that. That is the process of hearing. Process of hearing. So normally it is spoken like this, that if you properly hear Bhagavadam, properly hear, after a very long period of time, that Shravanam will turn into Kirtanam, glorifications, and Kirtanam will eventually lead to Smaranam. Shravanam, that is the normal process, how it happens. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. Proper Smaranam will come from that. Every great devotee has followed that process. First is Shravanam, then turns into Kirtanam. Kirtanam does not mean singing the songs. Kirtanam means glorifying Krishna, glorifying Vishnu, and then eventually it will develop into Smaranam, complete remembrance of Krishna. So, Kirtanam will turn into Smaranam. We ourselves won't know that process, how it happens. Person who is practicing it, he won't even know that. Just like when you have a large number of storied building, you won't know when you are climbing, isn't it? There will be a lift which will take you to the topmost. Similarly, if you get into Shravanam, then Shravanam, and you press the button and you keep going to the higher states of Kirtanam, Smaranam, and it goes further from there. So, Shravanam will develop into Kirtanam, and Kirtanam will end up in Smaranam, because Smaranam is the goal ultimately, and finally you will end up in Atmanivedanam. So, therefore, you have to hear with Shravanam, says Prahlada, and if you do that, after a while, you will go to the forest. So, going to forest is much later. By mistake, I have told you to go to forest in the beginning. But now I have changed it. He said, start with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, and then you will feel like going to the forest after that. But without hearing and Shravanam and Kirtanam, if you go to the forest tomorrow, you will come back day after from the forest. Mm-hmm. He says like that to him. So this has happened in the history many, many times. Sometimes when people will get inspired by hearing Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, people who are very serious, they get inspired by that, and vairagyam they may develop at heart. They may develop the vairagyam. In one instance, they went to the forest like that, two people. But then when it rained heavily and in the forest life became a little hard, they came back home. Why is that? Well, the reason is that that kind of vairagyam which comes like that will not last. Will not last. So that is why the Shravana Kirtanam process is like this, that it has its own way, it has to take you to that state on its own. So Hiranyakashipu was tolerating all these things up to this point. But when Prahlada started pushing this Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu all the time, Hiranyakashipu could not tolerate that anymore. He held his neck and threw him out from there. He was sitting in his lap all this time. And if Prahlada can talk about Mahavishnu in this way, that he should not talk in front of me. He should go to a place like Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park or somewhere like that. And he can talk as long as much as he wants, but not in front of me. This was his attitude. So, does he have to sit on my lap and glorify Mahavishnu, who has killed my brother and his uncle? And what kind of person is he? This is how he is looking at Prahlada, isn't it? So, he threw him away and Shandamarka were standing there watching all these things. They were frightened because they knew that the Hiranyakashipu is going to react towards them. And you will see that in the 5th chapter, how he said. If you look at that 5th chapter, Brahmadandho Prahladvajam, you will say there that 26th verse, Prahladvaja, Prahlada says, Brahmabandho kime tatte vibaksham shrayata sada asaram grahido balo mamanadratya durmate. Brahmabandho kime tatte vibaksham shrayata sada asaram grahido balo mamanadratya durmate. That where did you get this mentality, says Hiranyakashipu says to Prahlada, why are you like this? Totally against me, totally against us. And if the teachers, Shanda and Amarka, has not taught you this, where did you get this understanding? Where did you get this understanding from? And that continuously being always surrendered to Mahavishnu and so loyal to Mahavishnu and totally against me. After all, Mahavishnu is my enemy and you are so devoted to him. Why did this happen? If they have not taught you, how did this develop in the heart like this? He says to him. When Prahlada was answering this, Krishna is standing next to him. But nobody can see Krishna. Krishna is saying to Prahlada, talk as much as you want. You can say whatever you like. He says, courageously you can speak to him now. When Prahlada is seeing Krishna and telling him, Krishna is telling him to speak like this, he got enough strength to speak. So he says to him, if I answer that question, you may not easily understand that. You may understand that. You have to serve Mahavishnu first. Prahlada says to him, you ask me, how did I develop this mentality, isn't it? This mentality will not come if somebody tells you to do it. There is only one way you can develop it. It can happen. And that is what the 32nd verse he says there.
Naisham madistavadurukramanghim sprishatanarthapagogomo yadartha mahiyasam padarajobishekam Nishkinchananam na vrnitayaval. 31 verse. Verse 31 also. Na devido swarthagadim hi vishnum durashayaye behirarthamaninam andhayadandairubaniyamanam vachishadandhyam urudam nibaddhaham taishamadistava durukramangim sprishatyanarthapagamo yadartha mahiyasam padarajobishegam Nishkinjananam Navranitayaval.
Those two verses, Prahlada is saying to him that even the verse before, Madirna Krishna Paradasadova Mitho Vibadyeta Griha Vradhanam Athanda Gobir Vishadam Tamisram Punapunas Charvida Charvananam. So he says that in order to develop this mentality, what you are talking about me, he says, that you have to take the dust from the feet of great devotees, like Sri Narada Maharshi and others. And that's what he's saying here. Mahiyasam padarajobishegam. Take their dust and put it on your own head of the devotees. And if you do keep doing that, after a while, if you put their dust on your head, your brain will start working properly, he says. That you will start thinking, the only thing I have to do in my life is to please Krishna, to serve Krishna. This mentality will develop automatically if you take the shelter of the devotees. Not otherwise. If I tell you to do it, it is not going to happen, says Prahlada. Prahlada says like this. If just by me telling you, it's not going to happen. What you have to do is to go to great souls, great devotees,
take the dust from their feet and put it on your head. And if you keep putting their dust, after a while, your brain inside will start working in the right direction. And then you will start feeling the necessity to please Krishna and to serve Krishna. So, what does that mean? Well, it means this is a literary way of saying things. Mahiyasam Padarajobhishekam. You will see this in many places in the Bhagavatam, taking the dust from the lotus feet of the devotees. That does not mean suddenly you went out, or so you found out somebody, some devotee is walking through the street, who's got a shikha, he's got a kantimala, everything, tilak, all perfect, perfectly dressed. He says, tells the devotee, stand there for a minute, he says, that give me some dust from your feet. And the devotee says, what for? He says, it says in the Bhagavatam like this, to get the dust from your feet. So, and why is it the dust from the feet it is spoken? Not anywhere else, isn't it? So, the idea behind that is, why it's said like that, that we always say when we talk about bhakti, bhakti towards his lotus feet, Krishna's lotus feet, we say, isn't it? Why is this feet given so much importance? The reason is that in Krishna's form, the lowest part of the body is the feet. Even devotees always wants to be lower than that, never on a higher level with Krishna. So a devotee always thinks he is lower, is not higher. He's always to think himself very lower. So that is the reason, that humility is what saying this, that to take the dust from the lotus feet. So if humility builds up in a person, and if he pleases devotees, what will happen? That the devotees will think, let this person develop Krishna consciousness in a proper way. So, any story if you take in the Srimad Bhagavatam and you look at it, you will find this happening there. Then somehow or the other, if you succeed in creating some compassion in the heart of a devotee towards us, then that will develop into bhakti. That will develop into bhakti. How to create that compassion? You can see here that will only come when by service and by surrender, by humility in that way. So Krishna himself shows this to us in the Bhagavatam. Remember that when Sudama comes there, how Krishna interacted with Sudama is the perfect example to show to us. Guru anugrahe neiva puman purna prashandaye, he says there in that relationship. So when with Sudama, when he was in his childhood, that for the sake of Guru Vatni, Guru's wife, so, they went together to the for bringing firewood from the forest. And that humility Krishna has even shown to us in his own childhood, how he acted with the teachers. So that humility towards the great devotees and surrender to them creates a feeling of compassion in them, and that will trigger off bhakti in our heart. This is how bhakti develops in the heart. When we surrender to the great souls, great devotees who have served Krishna, who have pleased Krishna, and when we act properly in front of them and in a surrendered way without any pride or ego, and if you surrender, and when they feel in their heart that we get some Krishna consciousness within us, then automatically bhakti will develop in the heart. Otherwise, it is not going to happen, says here. That is those three verses. Madhirna Krishna Paradasadova Mithobi Padyeda Grihavradanam Adhanda Gobiru Vishadanda Misram Punapunascharvida Charvananam Nate Vidu Swartagetim Hivishnam Durashayaye Behirathamaninam Andhayadam Behirubaniyamanam Vajishadam Dyam Urudamni Bhadhaham Nesham Madistava Durukramankim Spushatanarthapagamo Yadarthaham Mahiyasam Padarajobhishekam Nishkinjananam Navranita Yaval. So, Mahiyasam Padarajobhishekam. That means when we say that you have to take the dust from the lotus feet of the devotees means this, that by our proper surrender and behavior, and by our humility, when great devotees are pleased by our prideless behavior, free from false ego, at that time, but they feel something good about us in their heart, naturally, that will trigger off the bhakti within us. Bhakti within us. That is what he is saying here. Sir, so when Prahlada spoke all these things, it wasn't helping Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu had a group of people who will be engaged in torturing those who spoke about Hiranyakashipu or criticized Hiranyakashipu. They are a peculiar kind of people. Peculiar type of people. In the Bhagavatam, they are called Nairutas. Nairutas, the name they have mentioned there. That they see, Hiranyakashipu calls them, there is no point in talking to Prahlada anymore. He says to them that take Prahlada and kill him. He said, we don't want him to live anymore. So they also got a little bit confused, these Nairutas. His own son is asking to take him and kill them. So they thought, probably when he is drunk, sometimes people speak so many things, isn't it? So in that mood, he got so angry that suppose we go and take him and kill him, and tomorrow if he gets at ask us that he says something opposite, then it will become very difficult. Because Hiranyakashipu's sword, they say, both sides is sharp. That's how it is. When somebody's sword is sharpened on both sides, you can't trust that sword, isn't it? So, so which direction he will turn, you won't know about Hiranyakashipu. So they stood there without saying anything, because after all he's telling his son to be tortured, isn't it? So Hiranyakashipu says, Hiranyakashipu understood that they are not willing to listen to him. So he says to them that, I have thought about this enough, I am telling you again, that this body is even though it has come from my body, but it is creating a lot of pain for me, pointing out to Prahlada. He says, even though this body has come from me, it is causing me a lot of pain, he says. And it is like a boil on my body, and it has come from my body, and we have to treat this disease, he says, calling him. So, like the, Hiranyakashipu says to them, that when you have a boil in your body, because it is painful, even though it is a part of your body, you have to perform the surgery. So, when he spoke so precisely like this, Hiranyakashipu, they also felt that it is a time to act. So, they took Prahlada and they took him to a very particular special place, kept him there, and told him to stand on his knees. And Prahlada stood there, chanting the holy name, Hare Nama, and took their big sword and tried to cut Prahlada's throat with that. When they put the sword to try to cut the throat, what happened was, the sword got broken and fell off. And they started thinking, what has gone wrong now with the sword? And they started looking at the sword, was there anything wrong with the sword? So otherwise, when a little baby, 5-6 years old boy, when he cut his throat with the sword to break into pieces like this. But the problem was, next to Prahlada, somebody else was standing there, looking at all these things. And at that point, they turned their method of torture. They took a big trident and started poking it on Prahlada's side. The result was that the spear with which he tried to hit Prahlada, that is broken into pieces again. So they started surprised. They were surprised about that. He says the best thing is to take them to the snakes, very poisonous snakes, which Hiranyakashipu was maintaining there. They had a separate room for that. And they decided to send the baby child straight into that hall where these very poisonous snakes were maintained. So normally those snakes, if they get a prey like this, they will take their hood and start
biting straight only. Prahlada's story. Prahlada's feet, they started biting them. But as soon as they bite Prahlada's feet, they fell off and they died. They died. So, in this, actually they were not biting Prahlada's feet. That when these snakes were trying to bite, Krishna, who was standing next to them, showed Krishna's beautiful hand for the snakes to bite. And so instead of poison flowing this way, the poison started flowing in the opposite direction. And that's why these snakes died straight away. And they were surprised. And then after that, a number of tortures they did. They put them into the fire, put them underneath the water by tying heavy stones to him and put him under the water, threw him out from the top of the mountains to the ground, and all very, very heavy punishments, you could say, Guantanamo Bay or whatever, that kind of things was going on there. And every time when it happened, Prahlada became more powerful and more blissful about this. And they brought Prahlada back and handed over to Hiranyakashipu and says to Hiranyakashipu, this is some special material. We can't do anything with this. That we have done everything what we can do with him, but nothing is working. Prahlada is not dying. And we don't understand this. It's not ordinary material he is made of. Something different, says. And you can imagine those Nairuthas, their frustration. They have done everything what they can. Nothing has worked. And they are back. Prahlada has come back. Hiranyakashipu saw this. And Hiranyakashipu got so upset. He says to him, did you try with the poison? He said. And there is another special poison I have here. Special kept, he said. And that is only Hiranyakashipu has got it. They don't have that. So he calls Kayadhu. Tells Kayadhu to come. And says to Kayadhu, pour that into a glass. And says to him that you give it to him, that poison. Asking the mother to give it to the child, to give that poison. So, what can Kayadhu do? Look at Kayadhu's situation. That she is a devotee. After all, she was protected by Sri Narada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi's ashram, Kayadhu had spent time when Prahlada was delivered. So, she had bhakti in the heart. But what can you do? Husband is saying this. And anyway, she took the poison, but tears were coming from her eyes. And when Prahlada saw that, Kayadhu is crying while the poison is in the glass, that Prahlada, and she was hesitating to give it to Prahlada. Prahlada says to Kayadhu, why are you hesitating? Father has told you to give it to me. He said, saying, give it to me, he said. And Prahlada took the poison from Kayadhu's hands and drank the poison straight away. So, and he drank it himself. But even after drinking that poison, no change in Prahlada. Nothing has happened. So, after this incident, Hiranyakashipu realized, my end is coming from him. This thought came strongly in Hiranyakashipu's mind. Nothing is working. Why is he here with me in this way? I have done everything. He is my enemy and he is glorifying Vishnu. First thing. And Vishnu is my number one enemy. And he is a devotee of Vishnu. And nothing is working with him. There is something behind it. And he concluded this way, probably my death may happen through this person. In this way. So, at least at that time, that Hiranyakashipu's fear that, am I going to be killed? This fear is built up inside. At that time, Shanda and Amarka says to Hiranyakashipu, that who can do anything to you? 14 planetary systems you have controlled and you don't have to worry any. They are all under your control. So this child is 5-year-old boy, he is talking some nonsense and you shouldn't be thinking about it. They are consoling him, Hiranyakashipu. And Shukracharya, Shukramarshi, Mahabali's spiritual master, that he has gone to the lower planetary systems. When he comes back, we will discuss with him and we'll find some way to do something about this Prahlada. Till then, Prahlada, let him stay here. Let him not go anywhere else. So we'll tie him down here, he said. We'll tie him down. This proposal from the Shanda and Amarka. And don't give him much food to eat. Then that responsibility is also not there. Our father, Shanda and Amarka is Shukracharya's son. When he comes back, there will be some possibility of finding a solution for this. And we will not stop his education. Let that continue in the proper way. And because they knew that if we stopped education, then Shanda and Amarka won't get paid. So they want to keep the job going. So in this way, they thought about various things. So they tied Prahlada there into his big hall there, where Prahlada was tied down. And they did not let him go and didn't feed him either. Not even a drop of water was given to him. And in this way, time went on. Prahlada, nothing, no changes in Prahlada. Every single day, Prahlada was becoming more and more youthful and also more energetic. And no, he was not feeling tired, and he was not feeling hunger, he was not feeling thirsty either. And all the time with Prahlada, Krishna was there. So all the other children, they were wondering that, why Prahlada is like this? He doesn't get fed, he is not allowed to play with anybody, and he is also not interested in playing. And they started developing an unusual love for Prahlada when all these things happened. One day, what happened was, Shanda and Amarka went away somewhere. Somewhere they had to go for some ceremony, they had to go away. At that time, it was midday time, they say to Prahlada that by 12 o'clock when they leave the school for their midday meal or whatever that is, that what did they do? That because Shanda and Amarka were not there, they had a lot of free time that day. So they had plenty of time. Because Shanda and Amarka had given them so much free time, they all came to Prahlada and wanted to talk to Prahlada. That they stood around him and says to him, so Prahlada says to him, are you not going for your lunch today? They said to him. So they say to Prahlada, for how many days you have been tied down like this? And when we see that, when we go and take our meals, we don't feel very happy about this, that you are not given any food to eat and you are tied down like this, like a prisoner, you are standing here. So we have something to tell you. That's why we have all come together. Why do you want to upset your father like this? We have learned, Shanda and Amarka has taught, what father, mother says, we have to listen. Isn't it? That's the duty of a son or a daughter or the children. Duty is to listen to the parents. But you don't want to listen. Why is that? Why is it like this? So, why do you fight with your father like this without agreeing anything? Listen to him, whatever he says, and then he will let you go freely, do what you want. And that will keep us also happy. Plus, if you want to serve Mahavishnu, whom you say you want to serve him, you can do all that later, because after a while Hiranyakashipu will die and go, and then you will become the king. You will become the king for all the planetary systems. And then you can do at that time, you will become the king, and that time we will also join you for pleasing Krishna. And today, at least, why don't you listen to what your father says? So this is the way the friends approached Prahlada. Prahlada, when he heard that, he smiled. He smiled at them. He says, when Prahlada saw their sincere affection, attachment and affection for him, Prahlada was very happy with them. But at the same time, because their heart is very pure, they're children, isn't it? But the problems what Hiranyakashipu has got or Shanda Amarka has got, they don't have that. Envy and things like that. Nothing them. They are not inimical towards anybody, the children. So they were saying out of their good heart, saying to Prahlada to accept what the Hiranyakashipu was saying. You can see this, that children on their own, they do not have that. But as they grow up, it builds up in them. It's injected into them from home, from friends, from society, like that. It happens. So, so here, what happened was that Prahlada says to him, "All right, whatever you have spoken, I accept that. But I have something to tell you." Prahlada says to them, "I have something to tell you. And you can decide what is the right thing then. After hearing me," he said, "and if whatever you have spoken is the right thing, I will accept that. But listen to me what I've got to say. You listen to that and then you can make the decision and then follow that," he said. "Are you willing to listen to me and accept it if it is the right thing?" Started saying this, Prahlada started speaking. And the children knew that, the friends knew that Prahlada won't speak anything in a very loose way. He's a very serious person. And they asked Prahlada, "Prahlada, what have you got to say?" He says, "You told us that we have to serve Krishna. We have to serve Krishna. And then that is what you also agree with me on that. That you also agreed that you can serve Krishna after retirement. Is it not? After retirement you can serve Krishna. When father dies, Hiranyakashipu dies and goes away, then you can start serving Krishna. We will join you," you said. Children said like that, isn't it? So, when is that going to happen? Prahlada says, "When is that going to happen?" So, they say to Prahlada, "Prahlada, we do not know when that will happen. At some time later in life, whenever that happens," he said. Prahlada says, "After some time means, when is that going to come? That time going to come?" He says, "Think about this," he says, "that what is our lifespan?" Prahlada says, hundred years, he said. Pumso varshashadam ayur. If you look there, you will see there. Pumso varshashadam ayur. Then, in that 100 years, when you are a child, is that when you are going to serve Krishna? You are saying, no, when you get older, you have to serve. Isn't it? Now, you start calculating. You say, Prahlada says to them to start the calculations. He says, suppose a person lives 100 years. In that 100 years, 50 years is gone. You can write it off straight away. Clear, isn't it? Sleep. Out of 100 years, 50 years gone sleeping. Minimum. Minimum. If you take the average, you can see 8 hours. Doctors say you should sleep more. Says if you don't get 7 hours sleep, he says you'll not be healthy. That's what they're saying. So, 50 years you can write off straight away from 100 years. The children said, yes. So, where is the time then? 50 years have gone like that. 50 gone, the 50 is left. What is left? He says, 50. Oh, we didn't think that 50 years have gone like that, he says. The children are saying. He says, yeah, so you take it like this, he said. There's more to deduct, he said, from the 50 years. That 10 months have gone in the womb. 10 months have gone in the womb. And first 10 or 12 years, you're busy with playing games. Isn't it? Children, you have to play. You'll see all those things mentioned in those verses. Kaumara acharet prajnyo dharmam bhagavadaniha durlabham manushan janma tadapya dhromarthadam. All those verses in the 6th chapter, Prahlada's account of our lifespan, how it is being spent, he says, yathahi purushasyeha vishno pado basarpanam yadesha sarvabhudanam priya almeshwara suhral sukhamaindriyagam daityau deha yogena dehinam sarvatra labhyade deival yatha dukhamayatnada talprayaso nakartavyo yada ayurveya param nathada vindade kshemam mukunda charanambujam tato yadeda kushalam kshemaya bhayamashridaha shariram bhavrusham yavanna vibadyeda pushkalam pumso varshashadam ayur tadardham cha achidalpanaha nishphalam yadasau ratriyam shede andham prabidastamaha mugdhasya bhale kaumare kridado yadivim shari jarayagrasta dehasya yatyakalpasya vim shati. That 10, 12 little boy wants to play. Children, all the children want is to play. nothing else, isn't it? He just wants to play. So, he says here, that if after the birth, if you look in the childhood, crawling, and then on the knees, and then little bit start walking, then the education, all this time training is going on. Where is the question of serving Krishna at that time? So children says, yeah, that's impossible. At that time, difficult to take to Krishna service. So how much do we have to deduct then? He said, 100 minus 50 has gone for sleep. Balance 50 is left. So after the education, you have to pass some examination, isn't it? So at that time, it is difficult to chant the holy name and all that. So he says, let's take, for example, all the education and then getting a degree and getting a job and all that. More or less, you can say 25 to 30 years gone from life. So from 50, another 30, you can take it off. Mukdasya balye kaumare kridade yadi vimshadi. 20 years gone straight away. So that means for education and for finding an employment or what we call as settling in life. All those things, is it not? So, and when you deduct that, Prahlada used some technique here. He says that if you take 30 years from this 50 now, there will be nothing left. There's not very little left then, isn't it? So he says to, Prahlada says, don't take 30. Take it 15. That's enough, he says. That, because you've already taken the night time for the whole life. 50 years, is it not? 50 years. Now you are taking another from the lifespan. So it will come two times, the night time. So Prahlada is telling them to calculate. So in your childhood, youthhood, for your education and for job hunting and getting a job, all these things, he says you don't have to take that long. You take that off, he says. So when they say 15, you take 15 off. So 35 left. So they say to Prahlada, what is left now? There's only 35, isn't it? And he says, from 60 to 100, normally, there's not much you can do. Is it not? By 60, more or less, all the guests have come to the body. Uninvited guests. Stroke, cancer, or blood pressure, diabetes, all the guests, uninvited guests. Once they come, then there is nothing we can do about it. He says here, so, and you are useless from 60 to 100. Practically, it is useless. So, how much we have to deduct then? The children asked. When we talked about your old age, Prahlada says that 60 to 100 is 40 years. So if you take 40 years off from that, then what is left? So everything, when you start deducting only, you'll realize it. In practically in life, how much time we have for Krishna consciousness. This is the point Prahlada is making. We think there's a lot of time left in life. This is too much we are doing for Krishna. But in reality, when you analyze it, you can see that practically we have very little time in developing Krishna consciousness, in Krishna service. So he says to him that, so Prahlada says to him, there is, Prahlada, I've deducted everything, there's not much left, he says. So please don't tell us to deduct any more from this what is left, he says. So Prahlada says to him that, I have deducted only those who are sleeping at night. There are people who sleep at daytime as well. That too has to deduct it, he says to you. So, because those who are dreaming during the day, they are sleeping basically, isn't it? So this jagrat state is not that when you keep the eyes open. Most of the time we are dreaming in the life. Various things, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to go here, I have to go there, I have to meet this person, I have to meet that person. So many plans, plan making is going on. That's nothing but dreaming. That's what you call the Swapnam state. Swapnam is not what you see when the eyes are closed. Swapnam means, what English they also say, daydreaming, isn't it? This daydreaming goes on all the time. And that takes a lot of time in our life. Actually, the things what we do here is very little. Most of the time is this daydreaming and plan making going on. So Prahlada says that has to be deducted, isn't it? Prahlada has not deducted that. He has not deducted that. Only what is important that he has deducted from 30 to 60, say from 60, from 30 to 60 years old. That is the time when you have some energy to serve Krishna. And if you deduct from that, hardly anything left. If you take this daydreaming from that time, probably 10 or 15 years left. Then the question is coming. The friends asked him that between 30 and 60, at least during the daytime, you have the time to serve Krishna happily at the, isn't it? He said, is that not sufficient? Ask these boys. Then they asked him like this, that Pumso varsha shadam ayurstadartham chajidalpana nishphalam yadaso viratriyam shethendam prapidastamaham mugdasya bale kaumare kridado yadivim shadi jarayagrasta dehasya yatyagalpasya vim shadi durapurena kamena mohena cha beliyasa shesham griheshu saktasya pramatasya bayadihi. This is that youth, that after 30 years you got education, job or business or whatever, and then you are started earning money and have your family life. At that time what is happening? Durapurena kamena mohena jabeliyasa shesham griheshu saktasya pramatasya abhayadihi. Got attached to householder life, making money and filling up all kinds of material desires, and due to intoxicated with the whatever little success one had in life. Ko griheshu puman saktam Almanam ajidendriya snehavashe dridarbaddam ulsaheda vimojidam. At that time you got attached to the wife and children and the family and the social life, everything. How can he come out of that to serve Krishna? Prahlada is asking. Ko griheshu puman saktam Almanam ajidendriya snehavashe dridarbaddam ulsaheda vimojidam. Ko anvartha drishtam visrajjel prane bhebhiyam ipsida yam krenadi asabhi prashta taskara sevaga ovanik. All those who are around us at that time, they are taskaras and sevakas. and they will extract what they can from us at that time and they'll go. So therefore they are called taskaras. And he says, katham priyayam anugambidayam sangam rahasyam nujinamscha mandran sukharusaja sneha siddha shishunam kalaksharanam anurakta chitaham. Then a glorious description of the householder's misery. How he get caught up in the householder life and completely pulled by the forces operating within the householder. Katham priyayam anugambidayam sangam rahasyam rujiramscha mandran suhursuja snehasida shishunam kalaksharanam anurakta chitaham. The children come, wife, children comes. When the small children, when they start speaking and when they start walking and when seeing their behavior, the father thinking, oh, I have to do everything for them. I have to do so much to look after them. It's my duty. It gets so strongly inside. Putran smaram stam duhidara hridayam bradram so sarvam pidarauja dhinauho grihan manujyo rivarichadamscha vrittischa gulya pashuprityavargan. All the things, what was happening for a householder in those days. Tejeja koshastri vehamana karmani lobat avidupta kama avubasthe jahyam bahumanyamanam katham virajeda duranda moha kudumba boshaya viyan nijayur na buddhyadartham vihadam pramatha sarvatra thapatraya dukhidalpa nirvidyate na kurso kudumbarama. He says, this kudumbaraman is Prahlada's invention, this word. It's not in the anywhere else, Kudumbarama words. So he says this Kudumbarama will be like this. He won't have time for anything else. Throughout youth, because of family attachment and family responsibilities and the attachment, strong attachment there, he find it very difficult to take to Krishna consciousness. That's what he's saying. So there is not much you can do about it. So where is the time to chant? He says that. So, there's a whole thing spoken there. After the education, you are thinking about taking to Krishna consciousness. That's not good enough. Prahlada, after education is good, but after education, you have to find a proper livelihood in this world, isn't it? And children are thinking, Prahlada, that's not enough, is it? After that, you have to get married. It's not the next thing. And yes. And so, after marriage only, you can think about taking to Krishna consciousness. But then you can think, jokingly spoken in this way, that at the marriage ceremony, husband holds the wife's hand. And what do they say? The seven steps, isn't it? Going around the fire. Then circling starts. From that day onwards, the whole life is a circle. It starts from that. That's what that circle indicates. We're thinking, oh, it's some glorious ceremony, life starts from that day. But the day when we have started that, from that day onwards, the whole life is a circle. It's going in circle all the time. So, that means, for the rest of the life, two of us together will hold the hand each other and run around like this. Run around like this. That's what that circle is all about. So we think that, oh, it's fantastic. It's a Vedic ceremony. It's a beautiful ceremony. It makes us all well established in the life. But from the Shastra viewpoint, what they have got to say to us is, from that day onwards, you realize it, that the whole life is gone in another direction, isn't it? So after all this, then they say to Krishna, so while circumambulating the fire in front of the deity, you are saying to the deity, we'll come and see you later after the marriage. From that day you walked out with her and then you never turned back. Never got time. But then the next visit is when you are coming with the baby after a year or two, when for the annaprashanam or feeding the baby or ceremonies like that. So all these years you have forgotten Krishna. You are busy with so many other things. So it was at that time that the child was born, the first child was born. It was at that time, wife is saying, it's a bit difficult to stay with the parents of the husband and all together in one family. It's very, very hard for us to stay together. That time wife says, why don't we move out somewhere else? The idea proposal comes from there. And then the discussion starts inside. And the husband finally has to agree, has no choice. He decides to move away. You will see that in the Katambriyayam Anugambidayam, that Anugamba builds up. Sangam Rahasyam Vijiramstra Mandran Suhursijas Nehsida Shishunam Kalaksharanam Anirakta Chitaha. Prahlada is saying, all 5-year-old child is saying all these things. You have to remember that. So when all this advice starts coming from the wife, it will be better for us to stay separately, for a separate family, and all these ideas comes. So we have to build a house now. So house construction, that will start. Otherwise she needs to throw the warning, I'm going home. I'm not going to stay with you. File the divorce. And that's the next threat. So husband has no choice. He has to agree. And he decides that, starts looking at the Evening Standard, where is the best flats or house or properties available. Wednesday edition or whatever, where the houses are advertised, start contacting the estate agents and want to move out from there. So, in the middle of all these things, Prahlada is asking, where will you find time to chant Hare Krishna? That's his question. Simple question. He says, you are so occupied in your life with all these problems of what you have created. And in the middle of that, then the wife says, oh, it's time to get our son to educate. Education has to begin. So, starting from the early age, he says that finding out the proper school, getting him admitted, then his education. In this way, it begins. Meanwhile, you are getting older, diseases are coming. He says there, if you look that in the 6th chapter, you will see something very interesting. He says that, Katham priyayam anugambidayam sangam rahasyam rujiramscha mandran. See that word, mantram. This is the word. Rujiramscha mandram. I don't know whether you heard this word, pillow mantram it's called. Pillow, while sleeping in the night, on the pillow, the mantram is like Gayatri spoken into the ear. You know, the husband's ear, the wife is chanting the mantra to leave home. That is what that mantra indicates here. Pillow mantram it's called. Katham brihayam anugambidayam sangam rahasyam rujiramscha mantran. That mantram turns the whole life. A few days that mantram comes, that's enough. Then the life is changed. So, Surya snehas the shishunam kalaksharanam anurakta chitaha. So, after this, he says to him that that if I don't please her, she'll get upset with me. So, because she is so attached to me, loving me, so he has to do that, and the children's education starts there. And then you can see, Suharsuja Snehasida Shishunam Kalaksharanam Anirakta Chitaha. That patting the children and looking after the children, that becomes the main occupation. So, is it possible without all that for everybody leave all these things and go for deity worship and Krishna consciousness? But so then the answer will be, no, we need all that, but we don't have the time. We don't have the time. So, day and night, no time to think about the goal of life and the ultimate destination of life, what is going to happen about death. No time to think about that. But instead, Grihanda Kube Padidam Yatha Pashu. You will see there that Grihanda Kubam. That's what he says. He says there that Utransmaram Sam Duhidar Khridayam Bradram Sasarva Pitarauja Dinav Grihan Manatnyo Ribarichadamsha Vrittischa Gulyam Pashu Bhritya Vargan. So many things he is saying there about the Vitteshu Nitya Bhinivishta Cheta. 15th verse. Vidvamsha Dosham Paravita Hartu. Prateha Jadabi Ajendriyasta Ashanda Gamo Harade Kudumbi. Kudumbi's situation. Kudumbi means householder. His situation is like this. Is Prahlada is saying here, he says to his friends who are present there, he says to them, my dear friends, those who are like this, I have given them a special name. He says there. That just like we give honorary name to people who have got done wonderful things, Prahlada has given a name to all of us in the same way. That is what is a Nirvedyayenasya Kudumbarama. Kudumbaramas. All of us, we are all being given this title, Kudumbaramas. Kudumbaramas means this. So, we have heard this, Sri Ramachandra, Lord Rama, Parashuram, Balaram, so many Ramas. But Kudumbaramas, there's very few in this world. There's more Kudumbaramas in this world than personalities like Ramachandra and Parashuram and Sri Balaram. So, you can see in the verse that sarvatra tapatraya dukhidalpa, because they are suffering heavily in life with all the problems of life, which we don't, householder knows very well what the problems are, isn't it? Sarvatra tapatrayam, in all, from all angles, it's problems in life. Dukhidalpa, and always in distress. Nirvedyade nasu kudumbarama. But at the same time, vairagyam is not coming. Still wants to adjust somehow and get on with life. So therefore, for such people who, in spite of suffering heavily in this world, not able to come out of it, but still trying to maneuver things and keep things going, for them, Prahlada has given this title, Kudumbarama. Kudumbarama. So, there is interesting things about that. And then, Nirvedyadenasa Kudumbarama. Devotees, very great devotees, they have spoken about this, Prahlada's, these verses, in a very touching way. They said that even after, in household life, you have to tolerate a lot of things. People, you go to work, the employer, because you need the money, you're willing to tolerate everything, what goes on there. Even in, all nonsense goes on, still you have to accept that. So, practically you lose all dignity in life, and you're willing to tolerate all kinds of insults, all kinds of stupid ideas, you're willing to accept that, all for the sake of what? To maintain the family life. Maintain the family life. That's what he's saying here. And an example is there. Even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna has given us a classical example about this, this attachment in this way. Attachment in this way means that to please the family members, sometimes you have to go to such an extent. When Satyabhama's father died, who? Satrajit. Satrajit died. Satyabhama was really angry about that. Krishna wasn't there. Krishna and Balaram were in Hastinapur. Satyabhama took the chariot and straight away drove to Hastinapur. When she got there, at that time it was the Indraprastham that was called, that she says to Krishna, somebody has killed my father. Saying this, she started crying. So when Satyabhama was getting closer to Indraprastham palace, Krishna says to Balaram, Satyabhama is coming. Somebody has killed Satrajit and she is coming to us to talk to us about it, to do something about it. She will be crying. You also start crying when she starts crying. So Balaram is a straightforward person. He doesn't know all this crookedness behind it. So why do I have to cry? Balaram says to Krishna. Krishna says, Satyabhama's father died. Therefore, you have to cry. Krishna says, Satyabhama's father died, so we both have to cry. If we don't cry, she won't give us anything, food, when you go back to eat. So, similarly, this is the situation that even Krishna and Balaram sat there and to please Satyabhama, they also cried. They also cried just to please Satyabhama. This is the house Nurvidya, also Kudumbarama. So even Krishna and Balaram also has to be Kudumbarama sometimes. Krishna and Balaram also had to become Kudumbarama sometimes to please Satyabhama. So these all things happens in householder life. In this kind of situations, always happens in the householder life. Devotee is saying, even though all these things happen in life, this kind of show goes on in this world, even then when you get time, there is no time to think about chanting the holy name. Chanting the holy name. Prahlada says that therefore he says to them that do not delay this opportunity to serve Krishna, to please Krishna. You have to start when you are 5 years old. Kaumara acharet prajnaha. Then the boy says to Prahlada, that is true what you have said. They got convinced about Prahlada's logic behind it. But then they got a doubt. Prahlada, this is all completely unusual things. We never heard these things before from anybody. Where did you get all these ideas from? They were asking Prahlada about that. All these things are given to me by my own teacher. Narada Maharshi has spoken to me. Not Shanda and Amarka. Sri Narada Maharshi has instructed me all these things. Narada Maharshi, when did he become your teacher? He says, if you want to know that, I'll tell you the story, he says. And then that is when the 7th chapter begins. We'll read that chapter. Sridharajari Swami says there, Saptame Madhra Garbhaste Susmin Narada Bhashidam Prahlado Varnaya Masa Shishya Prateya Siddhaye. That he is saying that when he was in the womb of Kayadhu, mother's womb, it was at that time Sri Narada Maharshi instructed Kayadhu about this. But Prahlada says that I heard it directly from Sri Narada Maharshi. That is the 7th chapter. Which we'll read. Sri Narada Vacha Evam Daitya Sudai Prashto Mahabhagavado Sura Vajasmayamanastan Smaran Madanubhashidam Prahlada Vacha Pidare Prastide Smagam Tapase Mandarachalam Yuddhodhyamam Param Chakrur Vibhudadanavan Prati Pipili Gaira Hiriva Dishtya Logo Vadabana Pabena Babo Abhakshidi Vadino Vasavadaya Tesha Madivalo Dhyogam Nishamya Asura Yuthaba
വധ്യമാനാസുരേർഭീത ദുദ്രുവോ സർവതോ ദിശം കളത്രപുത്രമിത്രാപ്താൻ ഗൃഹാൻ പശുപരിച്ഛദാൻ നാവേക്ഷാണാമസ്തുരിതം സർവേ പ്രാണപരീപ്സവാം വിലുമ്പൻ രാജശിബിരം അമരാജയകാംക്ഷിണ ഇന്ദ്രസ്തു രാജമഹിഷിം മാതരം മമ ജാഗ്രഹീൽ നീയമാനം ഭയോദ്വിഗ്നാം രുദതീം കുരരീമിവ യദൃച്ഛയാഗതസ്തത്ര ദേവർഷിർദദൃശേ പഥി പ്രാഹമൈനാം സുരപദേ നേതുമർഹസ്യ നാഗസം മുഞ്ച മുഞ്ച മഹാഭാഗ സതീം പരപരിഗ്രഹം ഇന്ദ്ര ഉവാച ആസ്തേ സ്യാജഡരേ വീര്യം അവിഷഹ്യം സുരദ്വിഷ ആസ്യതാം വ്യാവിരൽ പ്രസവം മോക്ഷേർഹ പദവീം ഗദാഹ ശ്രീ നാരദ ഉവാച അയം നിഷ്കിൽബിഷ സാക്ഷാൻ മഹാഭാഗവതോ മഹാൻ ത്വയാ ന പ്രാപ്സ്യതേ സംസ്ഥാം അനന്താനുചരോ ബലി ഇത്യുക്തസ്ത്വാം വിഹായേന്ദ്രോ ദേവർഷേർമാനയൻ വച അനന്ത പ്രിയഭക്തൈനാം പരിക്രമ്യതിവം യയോ തതോ നോ മാതരമൃഷി സമാനീയ നിജാശ്രമം ആശ്വാസേ ഹോഷ്യതാം വത്സേ ആവർത്തേ ഭർത്തുരാഗമാഃ തദേത്യവാത്സിൽ ദേവർഷേരന്തി സാപ്യകുതോ ഭയ യാവത് ദൈത്യവതീർഘോരാൽ തപസോ നന്യവർത്തതാം കൃഷിം വര്യചരൽ തത്ര ഭക്ത്യാ പരമയാ സതി അന്തർവത്നീ സുഗർഭസ്യ ക്ഷേമ ഇച്ഛപ്രസൂതയെ കൃഷികാരുണികസ്തസ്യ പ്രാദാതുഭയമീശ്വര ധർമ്മസ്യ തത്വം ജ്ഞാനം ച മാമപി ദുഷ്യ നിർമ്മലം തത്തുകാലസ്യ ദീർഘത്വാൽ സ്ത്രീത്വാൻ മാതുസ്ഥിരോ തഥേ കൃഷീണാനുഗ്രഹീതം നാധുനാപ്യജഹാൽ സ്മൃതി ഭവതാമഭിഭൂയാൻമേ യദീ ശ്രദ്ധതമേവ ച വൈശാരദീധി ശ്രദ്ധാത സ്ത്രീബല ബാലാനാം ച മേ യഥാഹ ജന്മാധ്യാഷടിമേ ഭാവ ദൃഷ്ടാദേഹസ്യ നാത്മന ഫലാനാമിവ വൃക്ഷസ്യ കാലേ ഈശ്വരമൂർത്തിന ആത്മാനിത്യം അവ്യയം ശുദ്ധമേക ക്ഷേത്രജ്ഞമാശ്രയ അവിക്രിയ സുദൃഘേതുർവ്യാപകോ അസംഖ്യനാമൃത ഏതേർദ്വാദശുഭിർവിദ്വാ ആത്മനോ ലക്ഷണൈ പരൈ അഹം അമേത്യസ്വഭാവം ദേഹാദോ മോഹജം ത്യജേൽ സ്വർണം യഥാ ഗ്രാവസു ഹേമകാലം ക്ഷേത്രേഷു യോഗൈ സ്ഥതവിജ്ഞമാപ്നുയാൽ ക്ഷേത്രേഷു ദേഹേഷു തദാത്മയോഗൈ അധ്യാത്മവിദ് ബ്രഹ്മഗതിം ലഭേതേ അഷ്ടോ പ്രകൃതയ പ്രോക്താശ്രയമേ വഹിതൽ ഗുണ വികാര ഷോഡശാചാരി പുമാനേക സമന്വയാൽ ദേഹസ്തു സർവസംഘാതോ ജഗൽതസ്തുരിധുത അത്രൈവ മൃഗ്യം പുരുഷോ നേതി നേതീത്യദത്യജൻ അന്വയവ്യതിരേകേണ വിവേകേനോഷതാത്മന സർഗസ്ഥാന സമാംനായേർ വിമിഷദ്ഭിരസത്വരൈഹി ബുദ്ധേർജാഗരണം സ്വപ്നം സുഷുപ്തിരിതി വൃത്തയ താ ഏനൈവാനുഭൂയന്തി സോ അധ്യക്ഷ പുരുഷപരാഹ ഏഭി സ്ത്രീവർണൈ പര്യസ്തേർ ബുദ്ധിഭേദേ ക്രിയോത്ഭവൈ സ്വരൂപമാത്മനോ ബുദ്ധിയേ ഗന്ധർവായുമിവാന്വയാൽ ഏതദ്വാരോ ഹി സംസാരം ഗുണകർമ്മേ കർമ്മനിബന്ധന അജ്ഞാനമൂലോ അപാർത്ഥോപി പുംസസ്വപ്നമിവേഷ്യതേ തസ്മാദ്ഭവദ്ഭി കർത്തവ്യം കർമ്മണാം ത്രിഗുണാത്മനാം ബീജനിർഹരണം യോഗപ്രവാഹോ പരമോ ധിയാഃ തത്രോപായസഹസ്രാണാമയം ഭഗവതോദിത യദീശ്വരേ ഭഗവതി യഥായൈരഞ്ജസാരഥി ഗുരുശുശ്രൂഷയാ ഭക്ത്യാ സർവലബ്ധാർപ്പണേന ച സംഘേന സാധുഭക്താനാം ഈശ്വരാരാധനേന ച ശ്രദ്ധയാ തൽക്കഥായാം ച കീർത്തനേർഗുണകർമ്മണാം തൽപാദാം ബൃഹദ്ധ്യാനാൽ തല്ലിംഗേക്ഷാർഹണാധിവി ഹരി സർവേഷു ഭൂതേഷു ഭഗവാനാസ്തമീശ്വര ഇതി ഭൂതാനി മനസാ കാമൈസ്തേർ സാധുമാനയേൽ ഏവം നിർജിത ഷഡ്വർഗേ ക്രിയതേ ഭക്തിരീശ്വരേ വാസുദേവേ ഭഗവതി യയാ സംലഭതേ രതിം നിശമ്യ കർമാണി അഗുണാനുതുല്യൻ വീര്യാണി ലീലാതനുവി കൃതാനി യദാദി ഹർഷോൽപ്ലകാശുഗദ്ഗദം പ്രോൽക്കണ്ഠം ഉൽഗായതി രൗദി നൃത്യതി യഥാഗ്രഹഗ്രസ്തമിവക്കി ക്വചിദ് സത്യക്രന്ദതേ ധ്യായതി വന്ദതേ ജനം മുഹുശ്വസൻവക്തിഹരേ ജഗൽപദേ നാരായണേത്യാത്മമതിർഗതത്രവാഹം തഥാ പുമാൻമുക്ത സമസ്തബന്ധനം തൽഭാവഭാവാനുകൃതാശയാകൃതി നിർദഗ്ധബൈജാനുഷയോ മഹീയസ ഭക്തിപ്രയോഗേണ സമേത്യഥോക്ഷജം അതോക്ഷജാലം ബൈഹാശുതാത്മനാ ശരീരിണം സംസൃതിചക്രശാതനം തൽബ്രഹ്മനിർവാണസുഖം വിദുർഭുതാസ്തഥോഭജധ്വം ഹൃദയേ ഹൃദീശ്വരം കോതിപ്രയാസോ സുരബാലകാഹരേ ഉപാസനേ സ്വേ ഹൃദി ഛിദ്രവത്സദ സ്വസ്യാത്മനസ്സഖിരശേഷദേഹിനാം സാമന്യതക്യം വിഷയോപവാദനൈഹി രായക്കളത്രം പശവസ്തുതാദയോ ഗൃഹാമഹീ കുഞ്ചരകോശഭൂതയ
സർവർത്ഥകാമാക്ഷണഭം ഗുരായുഷ കുർവന്തി മർത്യസ്യ കയ്യൽ പ്രിയം ചലാഹ ഏവം ഹി ലോകാകൃതവിക്രതാമവി ക്ഷൈഷ്ണവ സാതിശയാന നിർമ്മല തസ്മാദ ദൃഷ്ട ശ്രുത ദൂഷണം വനം ഭക്തേകയേശം ഭജതാത്മലബ്ധയേ യദ്യർത്ഥേഹ കർമാണി വിദ്വന്മാന്യസകൃന്ദന കരോത്യേതോ വിപര്യാസൻ അമോഘം വിന്ദതേ ഫലം ദുസുഖായ ദുഃഖമോക്ഷായ സങ്കൽപ്പമിഹ കർമ്മിണ സദാപ്നോദീഹയാ ദുഃഖം അനീഹായ സുഖാവൃത കാമാൻ കാമയതേ കാമി യഥാർത്ഥമിഹ പൂരുഷ സവൈ ദേഹസ്തു ഭാരക്യോ ഭംഗുരോ യാത്യുപൈതി ച കിമു വ്യവഹിതാവാത്യം ദാരാഗാരധനാഥയ രാജ്യം കോശകജാം അമാത്യം വൃത്യാപ്താ മമതാസ്പദാഹം കുമേരൈരാമനസ്തുച്ചൈ സഹദേഹേന നശ്വരൈ അനർത്ഥൈ അർത്ഥസംഗാശേർ നിത്യാനന്ദമഹോധതേ നിരൂപ്യതാമിഹ സ്വാർത്ഥം ക്രിയാന്ദേഹപ്രദോസുര നിഷേകാദിഷവസ്ഥാസു ക്ലിശ്യമാനസ്യ കർമ്മഭീ കർമ്മണ്യാരവദേ ദേഹി ദേഹേനാത്മാനുവർത്തിന കർമ്മഭിസ്തനുദേ ദേഹമുഭയം ത്വ വിവേകതാം തസ്മാദർത്ഥാശ്ച കാമാശ്ച ധർമാശ്ചേതവാശ്രയ ഭജതാനിഹയ ആത്മാനമനീഹം ഹരിമീശ്വരം സർവേഷാമഭി ഭൂതാനാം ഹരിരാത്മേശ്വരപ്രിയ ഭൂതേർമഹൽഭി സുകൃതൈ കൃതാനാം ജീവസംഹിതാഹം ദേവോസുരോ മനുഷ്യോ വാ യക്ഷോ ഗന്ധർവയേവ ച ഭജൻ മുകുന്ദചരണം സ്വസ്തിമാൻ സ്യാദ്ധ്യതാ വയം നാലം ദ്വിജത്വം ദേവത്വം ഋഷിത്വം വാ സുരാത്മജ പ്രിയനായ മുകുന്ദസ്യ നവൃത്തം ന ബഹുജ്ഞതാം ന ദാനം ന തപോനീ ച ന ശൗചം ന വ്രതാണി ച പ്രിയതയമലയാ ഭക്ത്യ ഹരിരന്യദ്വിഡംബനം തതോ ഹരോ ഭഗവതി ഭക്തിം കുരു ദദാനവ ആത്മവമ്യേന സർവത്ര സർവഭൂതാത്മനീശ്വരേ ദൈതേയോ യക്ഷരക്ഷാംസി സ്ത്രീയശൂദ്ര വ്രജൗഗസ ഖഗ മൃഗ പാപജീവ സന്ധി അച്യുതതാം ഗദാഹ ഏകാവാനേവ ലോകേസ്മിൻ പുംസസ്വാർത്ഥപരസ്മൃത ഏകാന്തഭക്തിർഗോവിന്ദേ യൽ സർവത്ര തദീക്ഷണം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം സപ്തമസ്കന്ദേ പ്രഹ്ലാദാനുചരിതേ ദൈത്യപുത്രാനുശാസനം നാമ സപ്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീനാരദ മഹർഷി ഈസ് ഇൻസ്ട്രക്ടിംഗ് കയാധു. വാട്ട് യു വിൽ ഫൈൻഡ് ഇൻട്രസ്റ്റിംഗ് ഹിയർ ഇസ് ദാറ്റ് ഇനീഷ്യലി ദർ ഈസ് ദിസ് പ്രോബ്ലം ബിറ്റ്വീൻ ഇന്ദ്ര ആൻഡ് കയാധു. കയാധു വാസ് പ്രെഗ്നന്റ് ഫ്രം ഹിരണ്യകശിപു. And Indra knew that Hiranyakashipu's son is in Kayadhu's womb. So he decided to kill Kayadhu. And Kayadhu did not know that the child who was taken shelter in her womb is Prahlada. She didn't know anything about Prahlada. But Sri Narada Maharshi knew, because Sri Narada Maharshi is from the spiritual world, he knows who had come. For four Kumaras had come here as Prahlada. All the incidents what happened in the Vaikuntha planet, all these known to Sri Narada Maharshi. Krishna has sent Sri Narada Maharshi to protect Kayadhu. So Narada Maharshi on the way meets up with Kayadhu and tells Indra that don't kill Kayadhu, because there is a child in the womb of Kayadhu. He is a great personality, he says. Narada Maharshi says to Indra. Indra says that I was always frightened that if this child grows up, he is going to be a greater enemy than Hiranyakashipu himself. So therefore I am going to kill her. But Narada Maharshi told Kayadhu, there is a great personality, he says here, that who is taken shelter here in Kayadhu's womb, don't kill her. I am taking Kayadhu with me, and took Kayadhu to Narada Maharshi's ashram and allowed her to stay in that ashram till the baby is born. So while Kayadhu was pregnant with Prahlada, it was at that time these instructions happened to Prahlada. These instructions to Prahlada about self-realization happened at the time when Kayadhu was living in the ashram of Sri Narada Maharshi. And you can see here, when it came to serious topic, the katha side is gone, the
the realization side comes forward. Look at that. If you look at from verse onwards, that krishi karunigastasya pradad ubhayam ishwara dharmasya tattvam jnanamcha mama pidyasya nirmalam. Tattvajnanam, dharmasya tattvam jnanamcha. Tattvajnanam was spoken by Srinarada Maharshi to Kayadhu. What he says here, that tattvakalasya dhirgatval sthritvan madhasthirothathai. Due to the influence of time, and being a mother and a woman, she could not assimilate the message properly. Who? Kayadhu could not assimilate it properly, the message what Srinarada Maharshi has spoken to Kayadhu. Due to two things. One, due to the influence of time, and secondly, due to being a mother and a woman, could not take this that seriously, as it should have been taken as Prahlada has taken. Prahlada within the womb of Kayadhu is listening to that. What is the thing? Bhavadama vibhuyan meyadi shraddhada devacha vaisharadi dhi shraddhada sri balancha meyatha. That this message, vaisharadi sadhi vishuddha buddhi, Krishna says in the Agadisham, isn't it? When do you understand about, see, this message we keep saying, oh, I'm not able to have it, I'm not getting it. Why are we not getting it? This question, always people ask this question. Why am I not feeling it? Why am I not realizing that I am not this body? Why am I not realizing it? Ekadasha skandam, Krishna has spoken about that in detail. Krishna is saying, Vaisharadi sadhi vishuddha buddhi. That Vaisharadi buddhi means that Krishna has set up a process in the spiritual path. Karma yogam, jnana yogam, bhakti yogam. So, when chitta shuddhi happens, only when chitta shuddhi happens, this message will get in. Because this absence of chitta shuddhi, that is the reason why we are not experiencing the message. That is why, bhavadamabhi bhuyanme yadi shraddhadade vacha. So what made Prahlada to accept it and experience it, and what made Kayadhu could not get it and realize it? The difference is this. That chittashuddhi was, Prahlada's chittashuddhi was so good. First of all, they were conditioned by the world. Previously, they were the four kumaras. That is also there. So, a soul who has come to this world without being conditioned by the modes of material nature, in that pure state when it was spoken, it went straight into the spot where it's meant to go. That's what has happened there. Say, Vaisharadi di shraddhada stri balanancha me yatha. That I was a child and Kayadhu was a woman, but then from then on, from verse 18 onwards, it's pure knowledge. Janmadya shadi me bhava drishtane hasya nalpana bhalana mivabrakshasya kale ishara murtinaha. Alma, what is a soul? Nityam, avyayam, shuddham, egam, kshetrajnam, ashrayam, avikriyam, sudrikka, hetu, vyapakam, asangyam, anavrutam. 12 qualities of the soul spoken very precisely there. 12 qualities, what a soul means. These 12 qualities of the soul all the time. Eder dvadashabhir vidvan vidvan atmano lakshanai pare. With these 12 things, you have to know what soul means. One has to understand what soul means. Aham mamet asal bhavam dehado mohajam tejel. But when these 12 qualities we lose, that is when me and mine comes in. Aham mamedi asal bhavam. That is asal bhavam. That is not salbhavam. Asal bhavam. Asal bhavam means when we are identification with the matter starts. Prahlada is saying this, 5-year-old boy saying to his friends that this is what I learned. Aham mamedi asal bhavam dehado mohajam tejel. Due to identification with the body, it comes. Me and mine comes with identification with the body, and that has to be given up. That is doing. And then he gives the example. Swarnam yatha gravasu hemagaram kshetreshu yogaistad abhijnyam apniyal kshetreshu deheshu dalma yoge adhyatma vid brahmagatim labheda. That spiritual realization, he says, that is like gold. You keep putting it to the fire and heating it up. It becomes pure and pure and pure. That means when chitta shuddhi builds up inside to a very, very high degree, when chittam is pure, in the subtle body we have got these four things, isn't it? Chittam, ahangaram, buddhi and mind. Four things. Chittam, ahangaram, buddhi and mind. out of these four things, the mind mind goes out and it works with the senses and with the body to the world outside. Inside we have the most subtle part is that chittam, where our vasanas are stored up. So what happens to the alma from the heart, which is Krishna, is present inside, when he starts flowing into the subtle body, first it has to pass through this chittam. And when it passes through chittam, that is when ahankaram takes birth. That me, I am. That ahankaram with all the vasanas combined takes up. That is why when they talk in the shastram, the subtle body, they will always talk in this order. Chittam, ahankaram, buddhi, manasa. That's the sequence. That's the way it is, the order. Why? Because the jiva takes birth when Krishna comes out from the heart, when Krishna comes out through the chittam, when he enters into the ahankaram is born. When he enters into chittam. They give the example in the 12th, in the 11th chapter of the Ekadasha Skandam, when this question came up, Uddhava asked the question, Bande mukta idivyakyo gunadomena vastuda gunasya mayamulatval name mokshana bandhanam. It's a very amazing verse that is. When you analyze and understand that verse, Krishna is explaining to Uddhava that this bandham moksham, bondage and liberation, how does that work? How does it happen? How does it work? And what does liberation means all about? Those things are spoken in the 11th canto. So here you can see that nature of the soul, nature of the body, they are different. They are completely different. Soul's nature, permanent, eternal, blissful, and all the other things, avyayam, shuddham, egam, kshetrajnam. You can never pollute the soul. Soul is always pure, isn't it? So all those things, Shukha Brahmarshi saying that Prahlada understood at that time in the womb. This realization was there. And when we don't have that, aham mamet asal bhavam dehado mohajam tejel. So you can see from this verses alone that we have such a long bridge to cross to the other side. We are in this aham mamet asal bhavam dehado state, mohajam tejel. From here, to come to this stage, Alma, Nityam, Avyayam, Shuddham, Egam, Kshetrajnam, Ashrayam, Avikriya, Sudrkhedu, Vyapako, Asangya, Anavrata. So, Ajnanam means, when we free ourselves from this, and come to this state. And if you look there, you will also notice another thing. Annoyam Vidriyegena, Vivegeno, Dashar, Radhalmana, 24th verse. Sargasthanasam Amnayar, Vimarshadbir Asatvare. He says the process is annoya vedregam. If you remember, janmadese yadonvayad itaratas. There also this annoya vedregam he has spoken. So that's the same thing he is repeating there. So we'll continue after a few minutes. Cheto darpanam arjanam vamahadavagni nirvavanam shreyakaidavajandriya vidaranam vidhyavadhu jivanam anandam buddhivardhanam pradipada purnamrada swadhanam Sarvatna Subhanam Param Vijayade Shri Krishna Sangirtanam Namna Magari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti Tatrarpida Nimida Smarane Nagala Eda Drishita Vakrupa Bhagavan Mamabhi Dudaiva Midrishamiha Janina Nuraga Tranara Bishuni Jena Tarora Bisahishuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Nathanam najanam nasundayim kavidam vah jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani shvari bhavadad bhaktirahai dugitvai ayinandadanu jakingaram padikamam shame bhavambudom krubhayatavabhada pangajasthidaduli sadrasham chundaya nayanam galadashodaraya vadanam gadgadarudhaya gira Pulagarnjidam kadavapu tavamham grihane bhavishyati Yugaidam nimeshena chachusha pravishayidam Shunyayidam jagal sarvam govinda vrahayanami Ashrishyava padaradam pinashtubam Adarshanam mahmahadam karotuva Yadhatadava vidadadulam medu Arpranadastunayamana kadam.
So this last chapter, the Prahlada's friends, they could not understand, when did Narada Maharshi become Prahlada's guru? The friends thought that Shanda and Amarka were the teachers. What has Narada Maharshi got to do with it? And when did Narada Maharshi give them these instructions? So he says to him that in order to have that faith in the friend's heart, Prahlada is talking about that. He says, when Hiranyakashipu went to perform his austerities in the forest. At that time, Indra got worried. And Indra went and caught hold of Kayadhu and wanted to kill Kayadhu, because Indra knew that Hiranyakashipu is going to start these penances. Remember, nobody else has performed penances like Hiranyakashipu and got all the power from that penances. That's why Narada Maharshi and others says we couldn't do anything with him, because he was so strong with his penances. So that tapashakti what he had was such that Narada Maharshi says we couldn't help. So it was at that time Indra was so concerned, nervous about it, because he knew that once Hiranyakashipu comes back, he will be such a powerful person and he will be a great threat for Indra's position. So he decided to first kill Kayadhu and also the Hiranyakashipu's son who was in Kayadhu's womb. So Narada Maharshi protected her at that time, and Narada Maharshi took her to the ashram, and till Hiranyakashipu came back, that means a long period of time, Kayadhu has stayed in Narada Maharshi's ashram. And at that time Kayadhu was pregnant. And after many, many thousands of years, it's after that Kayadhu had the baby. But how did that happen? Because Sri Narada Maharshi gave this special mercy to Kayadhu, what is called Ichha Prasudi. Ichha Prasudi means she could have the baby when she wants it. She can keep the baby as long as she wants in the womb and have it when she wants it. That was a special, it's mentioned very precisely here in the Bhagavadam, that Ichha Prasudi. That means only when she wants it, she'll have the baby. Then at that time, for the sake of the mother Kayadhu and for me who was inside the womb, Sri Narada Maharshi gave us the knowledge of the self. That is how Prahlada says that. The knowledge of the self was spoken to us when I was in the womb of my mother Kayadhu, for her and for me together. But you may ask the question that while being in the womb, when something is spoken, will it have any effect? If you ask that question, the answer is Narada Maharshi has that capacity to transmit to the person within the womb even. So therefore Prahlada says to his friends that this is not my ideas, whatever I have spoken to you. It's not coming from me. It is from Sri Narada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi instructed me this when I was inside the womb. And when he said that, the children got more interested to know about that. And then Prahlada instructed many more things. That means he says to them that pure devotion, that is the greatest thing. This material happiness you can get anywhere, in any body in this world. But that happiness that comes from Krishna service, Krishna consciousness, that it, in order to experience that in a human life, one has to dedicate his time and energy for that. He says there, everything else you can, without working hard, you can get it. That's how Prahlada puts it. Other things you don't have to work very hard, because based on your prarabdham, it will come. Name, fame, wealth, position, recognition in this world, you don't have to work so hard for that. It will come by its own, according to the prarabdham, it will come. But because it comes from, because of prarabdham, it comes to a person. This is Prahlada's point. Prahlada is saying to us that simply by working you are not going to get it. Mm-hmm. But you will get it if the prarabdham is there to get it.
It will happen. That does not mean that you have to keep quiet. Keep quiet. That's not what it's saying. Prahlada's point is that name, fame, recognition, wealth, all other kinds of material successes is mainly prarabdham that brings that into a person, not anything else, not by effort alone. So, whereas Krishna consciousness, it is not like that, he said. If you have accepted that important point, whether you have a learned person, whether you have an ignorant person, you're a child or an older person, anybody can take to Krishna consciousness. Nothing will come on the way. Same thing what Brahma told Priyavrata also. Isn't it? He told Priyavrata, everything else is subject to prarabdham, modes of nature, other things. But spiritual life is independent. There you have complete freedom. You have the complete freedom there in spiritual life. All other things, prarabdham has its role to play. Prarabdham has a role to play. But in spiritual life, it cannot come on your way. Prarabdham cannot play any role there. Prarabdham can affect your body, your time and other things. But if you are determined to realize the self here in this life, nothing can, prarabdham also cannot stop that. That is the principle. Very detailed explanation there in the fifth canto when Brahma comes to talk to Priyavrata. Because Priyavrata gave up everything and went to Himalayas, to Badrinath, isn't it? So he had to be brought back to come to household life and to get married. And then you could see from that story of Priyavrata, Agnidra, the two father and the son, that Priyavrata's, from beginning itself, his vasanas were for spiritual life. That is why even though temporarily prarabdham brought him back, as soon as the prarabdham was over, he went back to the same thing again. Without any, whereas Agnidra's prarabdham was different. Agnidra's prarabdham was that he got attracted by what was named Purvachiti. And he, in spite of that, he had seen his father performing penances, going back to Badrinath and all. Agnidra didn't feel that necessity. Agnidra's vasanas was attached to Purvachiti and to live with her for the rest of her his life. So he had to, it's a different way that things have changed for them. So important thing is, who is serving Krishna, that is not the important thing. In other words, whether it's an old person, young man, young woman, older woman, or children, or learned person, or ignorant person, nothing, none of them matters. Have you served Krishna? That's the only thing. If you have served Krishna, if you have pleased Krishna, then that is the only matters. Only what matters. So, because the children brought up this issue to Prahlada, we are all sons of demoniac parents, asuras, isn't it? So, and we are children as well. If we serve Krishna, will we get any benefit? That was the children's question. So Prahlada is saying to them, you shouldn't think like that. All these things have no relevance as far as serving Krishna is concerned. Whoever serves Krishna, he says that, you'll see that in the seventh canto, in the seventh chapter, he says there that Nalam Dijatvam 51, verse 51. No, not only that, before that he says there, in the 50th verse, Deva Asura Manushyava Yaksho Gandharva Yevacha Bhajan Mukunda Charanam Sustiman Syadhyadavayam Nalam Dijatvam Devatvam Krishitvam Va Asuralmajaha Prinanayam Mukundasya Na Vrittam Na Bahutnyada Na Dhanam Na Tapasya Ijya Na Shaujam Na Vratani Cha Priyade Amalaya Bhaktya Hari Anyad Vidambanam. So that was the answer Prahlada is saying. Prahlada is saying, I am the son of a demon. If I can serve Krishna and he is accepting me, why should he not accept you? That was his logic. Therefore, no matter who it is, whether he is a chandala, dog eater, or a great brahmana who is performing a sacrifice, big sacrifices, any one of them, if they serve, develop Krishna consciousness, they will escape from here.
if they have not served Krishna, if they have not taken Krishna consciousness, then no matter who it is, the end is not going to be very good. And you have seen that he says, then in the 50th verses, Devasro manushyava yacho gandharva mevacham bhajan mugunda charanam sustiman syadhyadha vayam. You have seen this, he says, that yatha vayam, my father has tortured me heavily. Has anything happened to me? Nothing happened. Nothing happened. And why did that not happen? Because Krishna has protected me all along. Similarly, if you also take Krishna's shelter and serve Krishna, then Krishna will protect you as well. Prahlada is talking to them like in that age group. In that age group. So when Prahlada say, when Prahlada said that, children are saying to him, Prahlada, that whatever you are telling us, we will listen to that. The children have changed their heart. Whatever Shandamarka and Amarka is saying, they are not saying the right thing. We are not going to accept that. If it is like that, let's start the kirtan, he says. Prahlada says, and they start the kirtan straight away. And the teachers have not come back. They have left them and gone away. When the kirtan is going on, with all the children are having a great time, having singing and dancing. So, Prahlada is right in the middle. He can't move anywhere. He's tied. But others are all dancing and they are singing. Prahlada was leading and others were singing then. So, that's what he's saying there. You see that. Edavan, last verse in the 7th chapter. Edavane valoke esmin pumsa swarthavaras pradaha ekanda bhaktir govinde yel sarvatra yatadikshanam. Yel sarvatra tadikshanam. He says, there, then you'll see one important word there. Yes, sarvatra. Sarvatra tadikshanam. That why did Vedavyas use that word sarvatra? He says, sarvatra tadikshana. In other words, like we say, sarvatra govinda nama sankirtana. Sarvatra, all the time, everywhere. So, after this, when the kirtan started, that Shanda and Amarka, this kirtan was going on, and Shanda and Amarka returns, comes back. And when they got back, when they heard this singing and dancing of the children, then they got a little frightened that things are going in a different way. They saw. Till now it was only Prahlada was the problem, but now the children, others have also joined Prahlada. So it's getting a little bit difficult for them. And Prahlada is changing them. Shanda and Amarka felt that, and it has come to this level now. Initially, Prahlada was the only problem, but now everybody else is listening to him rather than to us. So Shanda and Amarka is getting more worried about it, because you can imagine how Hiranyakashipu will react to that, isn't it? So they didn't go directly into the hall where the children were there, because Shanda and Amarka was a little frightened that if we go there, probably we will also start chanting with them. That fear was in their mind. So, best thing they thought was, they closed the gate and they went straight to Hiranyakashipu. They went straight to Hiranyakashipu and says to Hiranyakashipu that not only it's Prahlada problem now, all other children have also started singing and chanting the holy name and dancing, and it's going on there. So therefore, we cannot continue this job anymore. We are not able to educate him like the way you wanted us to educate him. So you please relieve us from this job, what we have got here. So it is at that time Hiranyakashipu decided directly to come and deal with the situation. Up to now, it was Shanda and Amarka and Nairudhas and others. They were given the responsibility. But now
Hiranyakashipu says, I will deal with him directly, and that is what you will see in the next chapter. The whole appearance also of the Narasimhamurti's appearances come. Then Ashtami, Sridhara Swami mentions there. Sridhara Swami worshipped Narasimhamurti. He has a special reason. So, Ashtami, Adirusha Sunam Nugman Daityo Hataswayam Avirbhoya Narasimhena Saja Brahmadivistutaha. That with a great anger that Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill Prahlada, and at that time Narasimhamurti appeared, and Narasimhamurti was glorified by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all other devatas together. Andha kripasudha purno bahi krotho nrikesari daityendram aribhavena bhajandam samabhavayal. That inside of Narasimhamurti is so soft because of Prahlada. So much compassion for Prahlada, seeing Prahlada's struggle with all these people around, demons against, and externally, this is Sridhara Swami saying this. Internally, he has compassion, not only for Prahlada, including Hiranyakashipu, because it is his servant who had come here due to that curse, isn't it? So he wanted to kill him so that he can go back. And he is, actually Hiranyakashipu is a devotee in the sense that his devotion is in the inimical nature, Vairabhav, is it not? It's Vairabhav it is, but he is always thinking about Vishnu, always thinking about Vishnu. So, Nigraha Vyajena Anugraham. In other words, it's a blessing for Hiranyakashipu, but only thing is, it's in the form of killing. That is that chapter. Sri Narada Uvacham. Atha daitya sudam sarve shrutva tadani varnidam jagahul miravadyatvan naiva gurvani shikshidam. Atha chari sudastesham buddhimega andasamstidam alakshabidasturido rajyam avedayadhyatam. Shrutvadada priyam daityo dusaham tanayanayam kopaveshajalal gatram putram handum manodhadeyam. Kshiptva parishaya vaja prakladam atadarhanam abekshamanabhapena tirashchinena chakshusham. Prashrayavanadam dandam baddhanjalim avastidam sarpapadahadam ivam shosan prakritidarunam. He durvinida mandalman kulabhedagaradhama stabdham machasano dhudam neshe tvadayam akshayam. Kruddhasayasyam bando trayo loga saheshwara tasyame bhidavan moda shasanam kimbalotyaga. Prahlada vacha na kevalam me bhavadascharajan savaivalam balam savaivalam balinam cha paresham parevaremi sthirajangamaye brahmadayo yenavasham pranitaha. Sa ishwara kala urukramaso ojasah sattvabalendriyatma sa eva vishvam paramasva shakti bhi srajatyavatyati gunatrayesha. Jehi asuram bhavam imam tvam atmana samam mano dhval sanasandhi vidvusha kudejidada atmana ulpadasthidal tadihyanandasya mahal samarhanam. Dasi unvurashanna vijitilumbado manyandamege suchidadishodasha jidatmanojnyasya samasya dehinam sadho samoha prabhava kudasvare. Hiranyakashipu vacha vyaktam tumartugamo siyodimatram vigathase mumushanam himandalpananusyo viplavagira yastvaya mandavagyokto madanyo jagadishwara kwaso yadisa sarvatra kasmal stambham nadrishyate. Soham vigathamanasya shirakaya dharamide gopayad haristvadyam yaste sharanamipsitam evam durukter muhurardayan nusha sudam mahabhagavadam mahasura ghalgam pragrihyolpadido varasanal stambham tadadadibalasumushtinam tadaivarasminnadadibhishano babhuvayen andakadam aspudal siyamvai sudishnyopagadam tajadaya shrutva sudamapemayangame nireyam. സവിക്രമൻ പുത്രവധേ സുരോജസ നിശമ നിർഹ്രാതമ പൂർവം അത്ഭുതം അന്തസഭായാം നദർശ തൽപദം ഇതത്ര സൂര്യേന സുരാരിയൂഥഭാം സത്യം വിധാതം പ്രത്യഭാഷിതം വ്യാപ്തിഞ്ച ഭൂതേഷഖിലേഷു ചാത്മന അദൃശ്യതാത്യത്ഭുതരൂപമുദ്വഹൻ സ്തംഭേ സഭായാം ന മൃഗം ന മാനുഷം സ സത്വമേനം പരിതോപി പശ്യൻ സ്തംഭസ്യ മധ്യാതന നിർജിഹാനം നയം മൃഗോ നാഭി നരോ വിചിത്രം അഹോ കിമേതന്യ മൃഗേന്ദ്രരൂപം മീമാംസമാനസ്യ സമുദ്ധിതോ ഗ്രതോ നൃസിംഹരൂപം തദലം ഭയാനകം പ്രതപ്ത ജാബീകര ചണ്ഡലോ ജനം സുരൽ സടാകേ സരജംഭിദാനം കരാളദംഷ്ടം കരവാള ചഞ്ചലം ക്ഷുരാന്തജിഖും പ്രകുടിൽ മുഖോൽഭണം സ്തദ്ധുകർണം ഗിരികന്ധരാത്ഭുതം വ്യാതാസ്യനാസം ഹനുമേധഭീഷണം ദിവസ്പൃശൽ കായമദീർഘീവരം ഗ്രീവോരുവക്ഷസ്ഥലമൽപമധ്യമം ചന്ദ്രാംശുഗൗരൈശ്ചുരിതം ധനുരു ഹർവിഷംഗപൂജാനീകശതം നഖായുധം ദുരാസദം സർവനിജേതരായുധം പ്രവേഗ വിദ്രാവിത ദൈത്യദാനവം പ്രായേണമേയം ഹരിരോരുമായിനാവധ സുതോ സ്മൃതോനേന സമുദ്യതേന കിം ഏവം ബ്രൂം സ്തുഭ്യോദത്പദായുധോ നദൻ നൃസിംഹം പ്രതി ദൈത്യകുഞ്ചര അലക്ഷിതോഗ്നോപതിത പതംഗമോ യഥാ നൃസിംഹോജസി സോ സുരസ്തദാ ന തദ്വിചിത്രം ഖലു സത്വധാമനി സ്വദേജസായുനുപിരാപി ബൽതമാ തദോപി ബധ്യാപ്യമൻമഹാസുരോരുഷ നൃസിംഹം ഗതയോരുവേഗയാ തം വിക്രമന്തം സകതം ഗദാധരോ മഹോരകം താർക്ഷസുതോ യദാഗ്രഹീൽ സതസ്യ കസ്തുൽക്കലിതസ്തദാസുരോ വിക്രീഡിതോ യദ്വഹിർഗുരുർഗുരുർമദ അസാധ്വമന്യന്ദൃതോകസൗമര ഖനച്ഛദാ ഭാരത സർവതിഷ്ണിവ തം മന്യമാനോ നിജവീയ ശങ്കിതം യദ്ധസ്തമുക്തോ നൃഹരിം മഹാസുര പുനസ്തമാ സജ്ജത ഗർഗർമണി പ്രഗൃഹ്യ വേഗേന ചിതശ്രമോ മൃധേ തം ശേന വേഗം ശതചന്ദ്രവർമ്മിശ്ചരന്ദ്രമശ്ചിദ്രമുപര്യതോ ഹരി കൃത്വാട്ടഹാസം ഖരമുൽസനോൽബണം നിമീലിതാക്ഷം ജഗൃഹേ മഹാജവ വിശ്വസ്ഫുരന്തം ഗ്രഹണാധുരം ഹരിർ വ്യാളോ യഥാകം ഖലിശാ കുലിശാക്ഷതത്വജം ദാര്യുരമാവാത്യതാരലീലയാ നഖേർയദാഹ്യം ഗരുഡോ മഹാവിഷം സംരംഭദുഷ്പ്രേക്ഷകരാളലോചനം വ്യാത്താനാന്തം വിധിഹൻ സ്വജിഹ്വയാ അസൃപ്ലവാക്താരുണകേസരാനനോ ഇതാന്ദ്രമാലി ദ്വിപഹത്യയാ ഹരിം നഖാംഗരോൽപാടിതഹൽസരോരുഹം വിസൃജ്യതസ്യാനുചരാനുധായുധാൻ അഹൻ സമന്താൻ നഖശസ്ത്രപാർഷ്ണിഭിർ ദോർദണ്ഡയോധോനുപഥാൻ സഹസ്രശ സടാവധൂതാ ജലദാ പരാപതൻ ഗൃഹാശ്ച ദൃഷ്ടിവിമുഷ്ടരോജിഷ അംഭൂതേ ശ്വാസകഥാ വിചുക്ഷുഭിർ നിർഹാദബീതാധികിപാ വിചുക്രുഷു ദ്യോസ്തൽസടോക്ഷിപ്തി വിമാന സങ്കുല പ്രോത്സർപ്പത ശ്വാചവദാതിപീഡിത ശൈലാസമുൽപേതുരമുഷ്യരം ഹസ തത്തേജസാഖം കുകുപോ നരേജിരേ തഥസഭായാമുപവിഷ്ടമുത്തമേ നൃവാസനെ സംഭൃത തേജസം വിഭും അരക്ഷിതദ്വൈരതമത്യമർഷണം പ്രചണ്ഡവക്ത്രം നഭഭാച കശ്ചന നിശമ്യ ലോകത്രയമസ്തമജ്വരം തമാതിദൈത്യം ഹരിണാമൃതം മൃദേ പ്രഹർഷ വേഗോൽക്കലിതാനനാമുഹു പ്രസൂനവർഷേർവപുരുഷു സുരസ്ത്രിയ തഥാ വിമാനാവലിഭർണകസ്ഥലം ദിദർക്ഷതാം സങ്കലമാസനാഗിനാം സുരാണകാതുന്തുമയോദജഗ്നിരേ ഗന്ധർവ മുഖ്യ നന്ദർത്തുർജഗുസ്ത്രിയ തത്രോപവൃജ വിഭുത ബ്രഹ്മേന്ദ്രഗിരിശാദയ കൃഷയപിതരസിദ്ധ വിദ്യാധരമഹോരക മനവ പ്രജാനാം പദയോ ഗന്ധർവാപ്സരചാരണ യക്ഷാക്കിം പുരുഷാസ്താത വേതാളാസിദ്ധകിന്നര തേ വിഷ്ണുപാർഷദാ സർവേ സുനന്ദകുമുദാലയ മൂർധനി ബദ്ധാഞ്ജലിപുട ആസീനം തീവ്രതേജസം ഈഡിരേ നരശാർദൂലം നാദി ദൂരചരാ പൃഥക് ബ്രഹ്മോവാച നദോസ്മനന്ദായ ദുരന്തശക്തയെ വിചിത്ര വീര്യായ പവിത്രകർമ്മണേ വിശ്വസ്യ സർഗസ്ഥിതി സംയമാൻ ഗുണൈ സുലീലയാ സന്ധത അവയാത്മനെ ശ്രീരുദ്രവാച കോപകാലോ യുഗാന്തസ്തേഹതയോമസുരോൽപക തത്സുതം ബാഹുവസൃതം ഭക്തം ദേ ഭക്തവത്സല ഇന്ദ്രവാച പ്രത്യാനീത പരമഭവത ത്രായദാന സ്വഭാഗ ദൈത്യാക്രാന്തം ഹൃദയ കമലം തുൽഗ്രഹം പ്രത്യബോധി കാലഗ്രസ്തം കെമി കേദിതമഹോനാഥ ശുശ്രൂഷതാം തേ മുക്തിസ്തേഷാം നഹി ബഹുമതാം നാരസിംഹാപരൈക്കും കൃഷയ ഊചു ത്വം നസ്തവ പരമമാർത്ഥയത ആത്മതേജോ ഏതമാദിപുരുഷാത്മഗതം സസർജ त्वद्विप्रलुप्तम् उमिनाः नद्यशरण्यबाला यक्षागृहीतवपुषा पुनरन्यमं स्ता पितर ऊचुम् श्राद्धानि नोति बुभुजे प्रसमम् तनूजैर्दत्तानि नृत्तसमयेऽप्यबिबलतिलाम्बुम् तस्योन्नरा तस्योदरा नखविदीर्णवपाद्यमार्चल् तस्मै नमो नृहरयेऽखिल धर्मगोप्त्रे सिद्धा ऊचुम् योनोगतिम् योगसिद्धाम् असुराधहार्षि योगतपोबलेन नानादर्पम् तम् नखैर्निर्ददारा तस्मै तुभ्यम् प्रणतोऽस्मो नृसिंह विद्याधरा ऊचुम् विद्याम् प्रयग्धारणयानुराधाम् निषेधदज्ञोबलवीर्यदप्ता येन स येन सङ्ख्ये पशुवद्धनस्थम् माया नृसिंहम् प्रणदास्म नित्यम् श्रीनाग ऊचु येन पापेन रत्नानि श्रीरत्नानि हृदानि न तद्वक्षपाणनेनासाम् दत्तानन्द नमोऽस्तु ते मनव ऊचु मनवो वयम् तव निर्देशकायनो दिदिजेन देवपरिभूतसेतव भवदाखल उपसंहृत प्रभो करवामते किमनुषादि किङ्करान् प्रजापदे ऊचु प्रजेशा वयम् ते परायशाभिसृष्ट न येन प्रजा वै सृजामो निषिद्धाः स एष त्वया भिन्नवक्षानुषेदे जगन्मङ्गलम् सत्त्वमूर्ते अवतारः गन्धर्व ऊचु वयम् विभोदे नटनाट्यगायक येनात्मसाद्वीर्यबलौजसा कृताः स एष नीदो भवदा दशामिमाम् किमुल्पदस्थकुशलाय कल्पते चारणा ऊचुम् हरे तवाङ्घ्रिपङ्कजम् भवापवर्गमाश्रिताः यदेष साधुहृच्छ्रयम् त्वया सुरसमापिता यक्ष ऊचु वयमनुजरमुख्या कर्मभिस्ते मनोज्ञै स्थहिमदिति सुदेन प्राभिदावाहकत्वाम् सदु जनपरिदापम् तल्कृतम् जानता ते नरहरमुपनीत पञ्चदाम् पञ्चविंश किम् पुरुष ऊचु वयम् किम् पुरुषास्त्वम् तु महापुरुषमीश्वर अयम् कुपुरुषो नष्टो कृतः साधुभिर्यदा वैताळिया ऊचु सभासु सत्रेषु तवामलम् यशो गीत्वा सपर्याम् महतीम् लभामहे यस्त्वम् विनेशिल् भृशमेषु दुर्जनो दिष्ट्या हस्ते भगवान्यथामया वयमेष किन्नरगणास्तवानुगा दिदिजेन विष्टिममुनानुकारिदा भवता हरे सवृजिनो अवसादितो नरसिंहनाथ विभवाय नो भव विष्णुपार्षद ऊचुम् अद्धेतद्धरि नररूपम् अद्भुतम् ते दृष्टम् न शरणद सर्वलोक शर्म सोऽयम् दे विधिकरमीश विप्रशप्तस्तस्येदम् निधनम् अनुग्रहाय विद्माम् श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्याम् संहितायाम् सप्तमस्कन्दे प्रह्लादानुचरिते दैत्यराजवदे नृसिंहस्तवो नाम अष्टमोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द नरसिंहावतारम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् इन् दिस् सेवेन्त् केण्टो अपियरेन्स् आफ् आफ्टर् द टु फेमस् personalities in the Bhagavatam after Krishna and Ramachandra, this incarnation of Krishna, Narasimha Murti, is given a lot of significance. Shandamarkas goes to Hiranyakashipu and says to Hiranyakashipu everything what's happening there. Whatever we say to Prahlada, he is not listening to us, he says. And the other children are listening to what Prahlada tells them. And when Hiranyakashipu heard all these things, and when Hiranyakashipu also heard the sound of the kirtanam that was going on, kirtan that was going on in the school, that Hiranyakashipu pulled out the sword from his palace. He took the sword with him and decided to directly deal with Prahlada. No more talking and no more asking others to punish Prahlada. He's going to do it himself. Directly. That's what he has decided. And that is why when he left the palace, he took the sword with him. And when he got into that school where Prahlada was chanting with all other friends, the other ministers have also followed him, saying that the mood, Hiranyakashipu's mood, what is going to happen? So, when Hiranyakashipu got to the school, the servants brought this throne as well for him to sit. That was the system, that because being he is the powerful personality, that if he wants to interview Prahlada and wants to have a discussion, they were thinking that Hiranyakashipu may again call Prahlada and talk to him. So in order for that, for Prahlada, Hiranyakashipu to sit, they brought the throne with them for Hiranyakashipu to sit. So as soon as the And so he got brought, they brought the simhasan or the throne, and Hiranyakashipu sat on that. And when Prahlada saw that, Prahlada stood there and paid his respects to Hiranyakashipu from there. So Prahlada's, the throne was sit very close to Prahlada where he was tied. Standing there, he touched Hiranyakashipu's feet and put it on his head to show the respect to the father. That Hiranyakashipu, this annoyed Hiranyakashipu. You can imagine how Hiranyakashipu is feeling that. That when Hiranyakashipu is not there, he is glorifying Vishnu, who has killed Hiranyaksha. Your family enemy, you can say. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu considers Mahavishnu as their enemy, number one enemy. But when he, Prahlada sees Hiranyakashipu showing all respects to him, to Hiranyakashipu, how can this, so is he ridiculing me? This is the way Hiranyakashipu thought about this. Hiranyakashipu thought, is he ridiculing me by doing all these things? So he got so annoyed, he says there in that fifth chapter, if you look, sorry, eighth chapter, in the fifth verse, what Vedavyas says about that? Vedavyas is saying that that sarpam padahadam iva shosan prakritaruna prashrayavanadam dandam baddhanjalim avastidam sarpa padahadam ivam shosan prakritaruna baddhanjalim avastidam. With folded hands, he is offering respects to Hiranyakashipu, but sarpa pada, when he is offering respects, what is Hiranyakashipu's situation? Sarpa padahadam iva shosan prakriti daruna. Just like if you, by mistake, if you put your feet on a very poisonous snake, a cobra, or anything like that, how it will react? That is how Vedavyasa Maharshi is saying here. On the one side, Prahlada is showing with both hands folded, he is offering respects to Hiranyakashipu. But Hiranyakashipu is reacting as though like a poisonous snake, cobra, which has been touched by the feet of somebody. How a cobra reacts straight away, wants to bite and lifts its hood, isn't it? And in the same way. So, and then you can, how do you know that? Because the next verse is the proof for that. If you look how he speaks to him, hey durvinida mandalman kulabhedagaradhama sabdham machasano dhudam neshetuadde yamakshayam kuddhasya yasyagam bandho trayo loka saheshwara tasame bhidavan moda shasanam kimbalotyagaha. Those two verses. He's showing there that he's calling him durvinida mandalma kulabhedagaradhama, all kinds of names. He's calling him and saying to him that less intelligent one, not very fortunate person, durvinida mandalma, and you have born to destroy this family, Hiranyakashipu's family. Whatever I tell you, nothing is happening, nothing is changing you. You're not willing to change, and you're not frightened either. That you don't have even that intelligence to think what I'm talking to you. Nothing is working. Hiranyakashipu is getting frustrated. He has spoken so much by now, but nothing is happening. Prahlada is not moving an inch from his position. He's holding on to that with such a firm conviction. And Hiranyakashipu is not able to understand, because right next to, Hiranyakashipu can't see that. Next to Prahlada, Krishna is saying there and telling him, say whatever you want to say, you say. Say to him. This is the problem. So, so he says to him, because you don't listen to me, nothing you have listened to me, I'm sending you to Yamadharmaraja's planet. That's where you will go from here, he says. And you are not going to live in my palace anymore, and you will be staying with Yama in his palace. You can stay there. And you may be thinking that whether I am capable of doing that, he says to Prahlada. Because Hiranyakashipu, you don't know who Hiranyakashipu is. When Hiranyakashipu gets angry and his eyelashes gets Hiranyakashipu's language is like that. Then he says there, if that moves, even Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they get frightened by seeing, and they come and pay their obeisances to me.
So it is like, that's my position, he says. And for me, to punish you is not a big thing. It's but a difficult job. But even after saying all these things, there's no change in Prahlada. And Kiranyakashipu is thinking, why is it like this? That what is that making him to be like this? So obstinate. And holding on to what he kept saying. That by now, generally you would have expected that father is saying this, that I'm worshipping somebody who has killed my father's brother. And practically they have concluded Vishnu is their enemy. And I am worshipping Vishnu. And Kiranyakashipu has spoken so many hours and so many things, but nothing has changed his position. So, that is what he says, Stabdham. He says, Hey Durvinidam Andalman Kulabhedaga Radhama Stabdham. Stabdham means one who does not have any impact. Like a shocked state. Prahlada is standing there. That you can't have any interaction with him because he's not speaking anything. He's just stunned and standing there like that. So, he says to him that even though I have spoken all these things to you, you're not changing, nothing is happening, he said. So, I think when I see this, that somebody is behind you. Somebody is behind you. And taking help from somebody else, that is how you are working against me. You have turned so much against me that you are taking help from somebody else. And who is that giving you that help? Hiranyakashipu is asking this question. Prahlada folded hands, stood there and says to him, Prahlada's reply, that my dear father, it is you who have not thought about it. I have thought enough about it. You have told me that you are capable of frightening the whole three planetary systems. And you have said that. But where did you get that strength from? Where did you get that from? That's not your strength. That's not your strength. By whose strength you have got the courage and you are able to do this? It is that same person who is giving me the strength to speak to you in this way. And for both of us, for you as well as me, and for everyone else in this world, is able to function here because the source of the strength is one. There are not two different sources. There's only one source. So, Prahlada is talking from his realization, but different people call that source by different names, but source is one. And except that the name is changed by different people in this world, and in different ways, names is addressed. But that vastu is one. They are not different. Do one thing, he says, that you will see. Jahya surabhama Prahlada vacha, he says. Prahlada says to Hiranyakashipu, that jahya asuram bhavam imam, 10th verse, tomalmanasamam manodvalsana sandividvisha, Hridejidadatmanulpadasthidan Tadihyanandasi Mahal Samarhanam. That is Prahlada's request to him. He says, you are thinking that this Mahavishnu is your enemy. Mahavishnu is your enemy. And give up that understanding. Give up that understanding. Mahavishnu has no enemy. Vishnu has no enemies. And he is not enemy to anybody. And you also start serving him like the way I am doing. And you don't know how he will be pleased if you start serving him. When Prahlada said that, Hiranyakashipu's reaction, you can see he's smiling, seeing that you are such an idiot to give me this advice. And now Hiranyakashipu says to him, one thing is certain to me now, that your time for death has come. That's why at the time of death people talk various things, isn't it? Sometimes you can see in life sort of things we have done in the past. But old age and at the time very close to death, things will start coming out. Because you have lost the control on anything. At the moment you are keeping it inside without allowing that to come out. Because we have that strength to do it. But time of death, what will happen is, often this happens, that certain things what you have done in your life, you will openly speak out. It will be so bad sometimes for others to hear. And therefore others may be involved in that. So therefore they will make sure they will look after you so well that you don't speak anything. There are instances like that. There are instances like that. People know about this. That things what you have done in your early life, which you may be inside in you, probably giving you some headache, but you have managed to keep it under control for some time. But at the time of death, all these things will come out. So here, Hiranyakashipu is saying to Prahlada, I think your time has come. That's the way you are talking now, things. He says, it's not making any sense to me. Hiranyakashipu says, whatever you are talking, it's not making any sense to me. All I can say is, just like people at the time of death talk nonsense, you are also talking something similar to that. So this is Hiranyakashipu's words. Then I had a little doubt about you from the very beginning, but now it's clear to me that the time has come to go, he says. And you know, when you talk at that time, at the time of death, just before death, speaking without any control, all sorts of things, whatever it comes to the head, it comes out. You want me to serve Mahavishnu, don't you? He says to him that that's okay. If he says to him, if except me, if you have got a person like Mahavishnu, who is always giving you all the help, as you say, then I would like to see him coming and protecting you now in this situation. And I'm going to separate your body from your head, he said. Saying this, he pulled out the sword. He pulled out the sword. It is at that time, Hiranyakashipu was thinking, that he said that he has got protection from Mahavishnu, isn't it? Let's decide that also. Therefore, you said that, Prahlada, without except me, you have somebody else to protect you, call a person Mahavishnu, and you are getting the protection from him, and you feel great shelter from that, don't you? He said. So, Hiranyakashipu is asking, where is he? Where is he? Look at that verse, in the 13th verse. Hiranyakashipu's words.
Yastvayamandabhagyokto madanyo jagadishwaraha kvaso yadisa sarvatra kasmal stambham nadrishyate.
It's an important verse. You know why? He says, why is he not everywhere if your Vishnu is there? Why is he not everywhere? Kvaso yadisa sarvatra. Where is he? He should be everywhere, isn't it? He should be everywhere to protect you. Where is he? He's saying here. That I've gone all the way to Vaikuntha looking for him. He wasn't there. And you say he's everywhere. He's everywhere, you keep saying. I couldn't find him there. Even though I went to Vaikuntha, he wasn't there. When I went there and looked for him, they told me that he has gone for to perform some penances somewhere. But, and you are telling me Mahavishnu is going to protect you. And only thing I can tell you is, till I came here, all I know is that he is performing somewhere, austerities, I don't know where he is. But when Hiranyakashipu came at this moment, up to this time, Krishna was seen by Prahlada. Krishna was seen by Prahlada, up to this time. But when Hiranyakashipu came, Mahavishnu disappeared at that point. When Mahavishnu disappeared, it was at that time Hiranyakashipu asked this question to Prahlada. It's very interesting that scene, if you think about this. Then, up to this point, Krishna was right next to Prahlada. But when Mahavishnu asked this question, where did Krishna go? Prahlada looked for Krishna. He was sitting next to him till then. At that time, he was gone. And Prahlada is looking, where is Krishna? I have just told that Krishna is giving me all the strength, Mahavishnu. Krishna is giving me all the strength, who is giving you also all the strength. And he is protecting me all the time, and he was there protecting him all the time. But now
he has gone. So it is at that time this question from Hiranyakashipu came, where is your Vishnu? So what can Prahlada answer? It was at that time Prahlada had to answer that I am, Krishna is with me. Instead of saying that, what did Vishnu do? Vishnu spread himself everywhere. The word Vishnu means Vyapanashilam. Vyapanashilam means he can spread everywhere. Everywhere you will see Vishnu. Jale Vishnu, Stale Vishnu, Agasham Sarvado Vishnu. Everywhere you look, in the Narasimha Puranam, if you read, this is how it is spoken there. That they're saying that wherever Prahlada looked, he could only see Vishnu, nothing else. That happened at that incident. So because Prahlada may find it difficult to say, here is Vishnu. Vishnu spread everywhere and Prahlada saw this. And wherever Prahlada looked, all he could see was Vishnu there. So that is why he says there that kvaso yadisa sarvatra kasmal stambhena drishyate. Prahlada says he is everywhere. He says, everywhere I am seeing Vishnu. He says to him. So Prahlada answers, I can see my Prabhu everywhere. But then Kirneshwar was saying, is he in the pillar then? Is he in this pillar as well? He says, yes, he is there everywhere. He is here, he is there also. And everywhere it's only Vishnu. And everything I am seeing is only Vishnu. You can imagine how Hiranyakashipu's anger is building up. Hiranyakashipu is not seeing anything. Hiranyakashipu is seeing this Prahlada talking, as far as he is concerned, full of nonsense. So, he got so angry. Prahlada says he is everywhere. And Hiranyakashipu is looking, he can't see anywhere. So he says to him, is Mahavishnu inside you? He says to him. Prahlada says, my dear father, if Krishna was not there, only because of Krishna's presence, this body is working. Otherwise, how can it work? And it is Krishna is inside you as well. Apparently, only then Hiranyakashipu remembered that I had to look for Krishna there. Up to that time, he was all the time talking about us. Now, we will look for him everywhere in the world, creation. We'll go to this holy place, that holy place, this temple, that temple. But we won't look inwards. That is the point to explain that in this incident through Hiranyakashipu conversation between Hiranyakashipu and Prahlada is to teach us that how long it took for Prahlada to make Hiranyakashipu to look inwards. So to bring in inwards to that point. And when he said that it is inside me, it's inside you as well, he says to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu got so angry. He says, when did he get inside me? Hiranyakashipu's question, he says, so then if it is inside, why is he not in the pillar? He says to him. So when Hiranyakashipu is looking, he is seeing the pillar. So why is he asking like that? Is he inside the pillar, not outside? Hiranyakashipu has built that pillar, the palace, properly engineered with mortar, cement and all other things were used for constructing that. So, and Hiranyakashipu knew very well, proper cement and bricks and mortar, everything was used to build that, whatever the building materials they have used. And Hiranyakashipu had never put Vishnu inside that. It was not a part. So how can he be there? To show how dull we are. That's what it is. It's not Hiranyakashipu's problem. Hiranyakashipu went back. We are still thinking, is Krishna still there? The doubt is coming to us. So, to show our dullness, that matter can come to that stage, like the scientist. They can never understand. There's a thing called a spirit soul. There's an Atma inside working in every living being. They keep on with their research and big laboratories and big universities and big teaching going on. Where is the end to all these things? Till they come to this understanding. Rishis are telling us from the very beginning that there is only spirit. Spirit matters. Nothing else matters. So, so Hiranyakashipu saying there, is he inside this, inside this matter? Is he present there in this pillar as well? That is why he asked like that. Because he knew that when this pillar was cast, he was present there and there was nothing put inside the pillar. So he did not did the casting with Mahavishnu inside. So there, Mahavishnu cannot be there. As Hiranyakashipu was fully confident about that. That's why he asked that question. Why is he not inside? At that time, Prahlada is saying, Kasmal Sambhena Drishyade. That's what he asked. You remember? In the 13th verse. Kasmal Sambhena Drishyade. The mind of a materialist who does not understand what spirit means is this. Kasmal Stambhe na drishyate, he says to him. And when he asks that question, Prahlada is saying here, he says to him, that is the most surprising thing. He says, if you look into the 13th verse, Yastoyam andabhagyokto madanyo jagadishwara kaso yadisa sarvatra kasmal stambham na drishyate. I can't see any pillar there. I can only see my Prabhu. Only Krishna I can see. And closed his eyes. Some things are going to happen now. And that is why you will see that in the 9th chapter. We will read that. And then we will stop. Tomorrow we will continue. Navami brahmana abhitya chodidu asurabalaga kovam prashamayam naste prashamayam nasto narsimham adhibhishanam. Narsimhamurthi appears there, and that is this chapter, and frightened seeing Narasimhamurti, Lord Brahma comes there and sent Prahlada to pacify him, and Prahlada by his prayers pacified Narasimhamurti, and that is brought Narasimham's anger down. We'll read up to that, and that is the verse number up to Prahlada's prayers, 7th verse.
Evam suradaya sarvem Brahma rudra pura saraha no bhedam ashakan manyu samrambam sudurasadam sakshal shri preshida devi drishtva tan mahadal budam adrishtva shudha purvatva sanobheyaya shankita prahladam preshayamasa brahma avasthidam andige Tada prashamayo behi subitre kubidam prabham. Tade dishanagai rajan mahabhagavador bhaga ubeti bhuvikayena nanama vidradhanjali. Sobada mule padidam tamar bhagam vilokya deva kribaya paripluda uthapata chirshnidhal karambujam kalahi vitras tadhyam kridabhayam. Sadalkaras prashadhagila shubha sabadhya vivyakta paral padarshana talpada valpam krinar vrdo dhathau khrishyatanu krinna hridashvalo chanaha astau shirgari dhaimega agram anasasu samahida prema yadgaraya vaja tanyasta hridaye kshanam. So then Prahlada begins his prayers, and we will discuss all this tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Oh, Shri Prabhupada. Ki jai. Shri Prabhupada. Ki jai.